The weekend has arrived here in downtown Visalia as we get ready for Game 5 of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball and happy 100th game of the 131-game season. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Saturday night. Justin Brown will join us a little bit later in our broadcast. But talking about last night's ball game, Visalia taking a big win against the Stockton Ports. They find themselves on a four-game winning streak. Final score last night, 11-3. The Rawhide, 11 runs on 14 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 3 runs on 11 hits and no errors. We go through yesterday's ball game. Visalia would get on the board first, and they would score a run in each of the first two frames, including a double from Demetrio Crisantes, who expands his on-base streak to now 29 straight games. One inning later, Jackson Fellner, a home run in his second straight ball game. Fellner hadn't hit a home run since the month of June. He's got a home run here in two out of the four games that have been played so far in the series. Another player who got on the board last night, Ruben Santana, a three-run home run, his third home run of the season. He also had an RBI single as well, so a 2-for-4 ball game for Ruben Santana in last night's ball game. And as a result of the RBI heavy ball game last night for Santana, he now leads the team with RBIs against Stockton so far this week. Lots more to cover as we get ready for Game 5 of this six-game series between the Rawhide and the Ports. When we come back, Justin will join us for a look at the California League standings, and a little bit later on, we'll have a preview of tonight's starting pitchers and first pitch right here in downtown Visalia. Game 5 of the six-game series on tap. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com, and Justin Brown is now with us as we get ready for first pitch. And Justin, let's dive into the California League standings for the first time tonight.
Yes, Joey, in the South Division, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are atop with a 20-14 record. In second, to Lake Elsinore Storm with a 19-15 record. Visalia actually tied with them, a game back from first place right now, sitting in third, 19-15 record overall. And then you look at Inland Empire, the 66ers, they're in fourth with a 14-20 record. Six games back from first.
Well, Justin, you look at the California League standings right now, it's a Visalia team who just finds themselves one game back. We've been talking all week long. It's an important series as the Rawhide are trying to win games against a team that they should beat.
Yeah, Joey, really, it's the way they're playing, they know it's an important series. I mean, four straight wins after losing five straight, this team completely turned it around. Most players, they can let a tough series like Lake Elsinore they faced last week, five straight losses, really affect them. They've turned out to not this whole series to be very different. They respond to adversity very well. You've seen great games from Jackson Feltner in this series, multiple home runs from him. You see Yancel Luis doing great things as well. So, Joey, I think this team, they've known that they're supposed to win against the Stockton Ports, a team that only has 11 wins in the second half of the season. That's the smallest amount of wins in the North Division and in the South Division. You look at Stockton on the year, the least amount of wins in the entire California League. So the Rawhide know that this is a series they're going to have to dominate against, especially if they want to try and get up there into the rankings. One game back from first place, if they continue to be dominant against the Stockton Ports, Joey, they might be able to sneak into that first place spot before the end of the series.
Not to mention, this is a Rawhide team who faces the second place squad, the Modesto Nuts, next week. On top of that, a Modesto Nuts team who won the first half of the California League season.
Yeah, Joe, it was a very fun series watching the Rawhide play against Modesto earlier. I remember Lázaro Montes, Michael Arroyo, great hitters on that team, and they're going to really have to clutch up if they're going to win against a team like Modesto. You're playing against a team like Stockton, may not have as much talent as Modesto. So right now, this series is going to get used to a different level of competition. Then you're going to have to face Modesto, one that has a lot more skill, so it might be more difficult. So we'll see how the Rawhide can treat this series, Joey. Great things so far. Jackson Feltner on a two-game home run streak. Angel Ortiz enters today on a six-game hitting streak. Demetrio Crisantes, he's not in the lineup today, but did great things yesterday, a four-game hitting streak for him as he had two hits yesterday. So really, Joey, this Rawhide team clicking yesterday, having 14 hits in a ball game and bringing home 11 runs. Compare that to the Ports. They had 11 hits and only brought in 3 runs. The Rawhide have just been way better at offense in this series.
It's going to be a pivot next week as we get ready for that series against Modesto. Real quick, the numbers here for Alejandro Manzano, 4-1 with a 4.82. Meanwhile, for Visalia, be Daniel Nunez.
Yeah, Daniel Nunez, interest tonight, 1-1 record, a 2.03 ERA, his sixth start of the year, and he has 45 punch-outs and 40 innings of work.
First made his debut as a starter against Inland Empire at the latter half of the month of June. We get ready for the national anthem, so when we come back, well, first pitch, several ways to watch today's ball game. You can watch it live on the MILB app. You can watch it live on the Bally Live app as well. And as always, all season long, you can listen to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Game 100 of 131 is on the way. Justin Brown and I will be with you all night long. Enjoy the game, everybody. For those that live in downtown Visalia for game 100 of 131. The century marker has officially arrived, and it's a crucial ball game in the second half standings in the California League. Coming up next is game 5 of the 6-game series between the Stockton Force and the Visalia Ride. On this Saturday night, alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joe Gonzalez, and happy to be with you for Ride Baseball. And just without further ado, let's dive into the starting lineup for the visiting Stockton Ports.
Yes, Joey, leading things off is the right fielder, Darlin Montero. Batting second is the third baseman, Derek Salom. Batting third is the shortstop, Miles Naylor. Batting cleanup is the first baseman, Mario Gomez. Batting fifth and at catcher tonight will be Carlos Amaya. Batting sixth is the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. Batting seventh is the DH, Clark Elliott. Batting eighth is BJ Cook. And batting ninth is Nelson Beltran.
Meanwhile, for Visalia, it will be the right-hander, Daniel Nunez. Out of the six pitchers in the rotation this week, Daniel Nunez has been one of the most consistent over his last five games. His step on the mound, Darlin Montero will be ready as well. First pitch on the way, that one's lifted into center field. Racing over is Taurean. Drew Jones will race there as well, but it would drop perfectly in for a base hit. One pitch, one base runner here for Stockton.
And that's how you'd like to start things off for Stockton. You want to start with the bats hot. Simple play there from Darlin Montero. You look at the replay there. A bloop into center field, not being able to get to it in time, is Drew Jones.
First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. First pitch of the at-bat on the way from Daniel Nunez, and that one's a bunt shown. And trying to lace that one down the left field line, and instead it misses foul for strike number one.
See a bunt there. You can already tell that this Port team trying to get on base fast, Joey. We saw them yesterday over 11 hits in that ball game, but only able to bring runners home a few times. 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position yesterday.
The Stockton team has seemed a little bit more patient at the plate today. We'll see if they're a little bit more aggressive. 7 walks yesterday drawn by Stockton bats, and now a swing and a miss here. The count is 0-2, so Daniel Nunez has checked in the ballgame. First 3 pitches, all 3 strikes.
Yeah, Joey, Daniel Nunez, talked about him so far this season. Below 2.0 ERA throughout the season after last game for him. We'll talk about it later. Now a 2.03 ERA.
0-2 pitch on the way from Nunez, and that one is outside for ball 1-1-2. Daniel Nunez originally made his Rawhide starting debut at the end of June in the series against Inland Empire when Caden Grice was taken out of the rotation due to being placed on the injured list. And since then, Daniel Nunez has been a pretty good key to the starting rotation. That pitch is outside. Throw down to second base. Luis will apply the tag, but it is too late. Fighting underneath the tag is Darlin Montero. It is a stolen bag for Stockton. And a little bit different than the first 4 games, the Ports have a runner in scoring position here in the top half of the first.
Yeah, Joey, they're starting things off right. And you see Yancel Luis try and go for the backhand move there and put it behind his back there. You see his arm motion for the foot, but not able to get Montero there. And now runner on second.
So 2 balls, 2 strikes, with no outs. Here's the deal. And once again, that one is grounded off to the left side. Now Derek Salom at the plate so far this season, batting .237, no home runs and 17 RBIs entering the day. 2-2, no outs. Daniel Nunez will get the agreement from his catcher, Kenny Castillo, before he gets ready for the deal. The hold at the chest. Daniel Nunez working from the stretch early in this ballgame. The 2-2 deal on the way. Ground ball to the third base side. It would be scooped up by Ruben Santana. The toss to first base in time. There's one away, and let's go through the numbers for the starting pitcher.
Yes, Joey. Daniel Nunez, the 6'2", 180-pound righty, from Mexico, Merida, Mexico, has a 1-1 record, making his 6th start of the year, has a 2.03 ERA, and in 40 innings of work, he struck out 45 batters, walking 9, and giving up 9 earned runs. Now, you look, Joey, at his last game against Lake Elsinore, gave up 5 runs off of 7 hits in that ballgame.
That was the first time we've seen Daniel Nunez struggled so far this season, as that one is fouled off to the left side, 0-1. Even when Nunez was coming out of the bullpen, he was a guy who was very reliable. He even had a 5 strikeout game and 2 innings of work against Rancho on June 8th. 0-1 with one away. Nunez will hold it at the chest. He'll get ready for the deal to Miles Naylor. Continues to look at second with Salome in scoring position after the stolen bag. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-1.
Joey, I was reading the stats for Daniel Nunez. I said he had 9 earned runs on the year, and I thought that might have been a typo by me. But I'm looking here, in 40 innings of work, he's only given up 9 runs. Those are great numbers for him. We've seen him in the last start give up 5 runs, so he gave up only 4 before that appearance.
That pitch is fouled backwards, 1-2, but it was really an uncharacteristic type of game for Daniel Nunez last week at Lake Elsewhere. But really, you can't just blame it on Nunez. It was an entire series where pitching seemed to struggle.
Yeah, Joey, the pitching seemed to struggle. We saw some errors on defense, on El Ortiz in right field. Ruben Santana at third had some errors in those series. But, yeah, really just the defense wasn't responding, and the team just seemed out of rhythm in that road trip.
1-2, 1 away. Nunez will look over at second base. Here's the deal home. And that one's a bit upstairs for ball two. 2-2. I was talking to manager D. Garner earlier today, and he says, I don't know what it is about Lake Elsewhere. Something about that ballpark, just things seem off. The team makes mental errors. The pitching wasn't there either. The hitting is kind of there. But he said the same thing, and you and I have been trying to figure that part out about Lake Elsewhere as well.
Yeah, Joey, I remember being there, and I realized that this team, they lead in so many offensive categories at home in the entire California League. It's just something about that ballpark. I don't know if it's because it's kind of in the ground a little bit, or the positioning of it, or the wind. It's right near a big body of water. Maybe that would help get some balls out of the field.
The 2-2 pitch on the way, and Miles Naylor will foul that one backwards. You talk about Diamond Stadium, which is not too far from the 1.8-mile wide lake, so maybe that's some things. It's a lot windier out there in Lake Elsewhere than it is out here.
Yeah, Joe, you got a lot more hills, a lot of different topography in the Lake Elsinore area, so that maybe that's the reason why there's so much wind.
2-2, 1 away. Here's the deal from Nunez. This one's grounded up the middle. Kareen will charge in, and it's going to bounce off the top of his glove. However, Salome will stay at third, so runners on the corners on what will likely be counted as an E6, and that is exactly what it will be.
Joey, balls like that that can pop up off the infield, you have to place that grab perfectly in the glove. Let's take a look at this one there. So you see it bouncing. He tries to scoop it up, but it gets ramped up the palm of his glove and goes over his shoulder. Now you have runners in the corners with one out, Joey. This is one of the best starts that we've seen in the series so far for the Ports.
Yeah, definitely a really solid start so far here for Stockton. It was a ball game yesterday for Visalia where they committed no errors. And yesterday's a ball game, you look at two nights ago, the Rawhide committed a pair as well. So we'll see how Daniel Nunez is able to work out of this right here. The one-out pitch on the way from the Rawhide right-hander. And that one is in there for, or I should say outside for ball one, 1-0. Take a look at the replay here as, close either way. Could have gone either way for a ball or strike. Had to go in favor of Gomez. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Nunez, a swing and a miss, and the count now 1-1.
Filthy pitch there by Nunez. You see him attack the lower part of the zone and keep him swinging on that one.
Mario Gomez so far on the year batting .222. No home runs, an RBI as well. And looking for RBI number 2 of the season right here as that one is lifted into center. Should likely score a run as Drew Jones continues to race backwards at the warning track. He makes the grab. Salome will come in to score. A sack fly here will score a run. And Stockton has a 1-0 lead here in the top half of the first inning.
Yeah, Joe, you look at yesterday's game. The Rawhide struck first. Now the Ports like to. And a good sack fly there for Mario Gomez. Don't need to do anything different. You see Drew Jones going for that one there. Able to make the grab. And in that situation, Joey, the ball is already so far out there, no way you could prevent the run from scoring.
That ball carried a little bit more than what I initially thought it may have. And the wind kind of blowing out into outfield as the pickoff attempt over at first base.
Yeah, Joey, you take a look at the wind right now. It's a 10-mile-per-hour gust toward west-northwest winds right now. And it's pretty warm here in the press box, 102 degrees today. You talk about yesterday's starting pitch time, only 92 degrees.
A lot different temperatures today compared to yesterday. The pitch on the way, that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. And Justin, for the first time this summer, yesterday we saw some rain.
Yeah, Joey, some rain. If you blinked, you might have missed it. Not a lot of rain there as you get to see the beautiful American flag blowing in the wind right now. But yeah, Joey, a little bit of rain and it was nice.
That pitch is in there for a strike. Do we consider it rain or was it more of a drizzle?
Yeah, Joey, I would call it a sprinkle. or a mist. I didn't see a drop on the windshield. Just I could feel some moisture, and I knew it got colder. It did feel cooler, and for the first time ever, Joey, I did a post game interview where I wasn't covered in sweat yesterday.
Wow. Okay. So it was pretty cool. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one hit to the left side. Torin a backhand, and he can't feel that one either. So Torin was likely going to go down for his second error of the ball game.
Very rough situation here for Torin in this inning. You take a look at that. Let's get a look at that replay there. But the palm of that glove has really been a ramp for him here. You see him try and feel that one there, a bounce off the infield. Let's take a look at that replay there. That one, a ground ball right towards him. Tries to scoop it up with his glove, and it gets popped right out. Again, over his shoulder and away from him. So tough inning for him, and we don't see that a lot from him. Very uncharacteristic plays.
Yeah, we've been talking about how good that defense has been so far this season for Torin. Official score will officially go down as an error. So now two errors against Torin, and that is the first time here in 2024 that we've seen Torin commit several errors in one inning.
Yeah, Joe, I've never seen him do this early in the game and this much in a ball game. So two errors for him now.
Two-out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for strike number one.
And Joe, you look at the record for the Rawhide when they do commit an error in a ball game. They're 24-14. When they don't commit an error, they're actually 20-10, so they have a better record when they commit an error. Wild.
Interesting fact to see that the Rawhide play better when they're mistakes-driven, but obviously two errors early in the ballgame, not necessarily a situation you want to be in. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be scooped up by Modifi Marte. He'll step on the bag himself, and the inning will come to conclusion. However, it'll be the Stockton Ports who get on the board first in this ballgame. One hit, one run, two errors, and two runners left on base. We head to the bottom half of the first inning. Stockton 1, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app. Leading things off for Visalia will be Jefferson Pena. As on the mound will be Alejandro Manzano for the Stockton Ports. A five-man rotation for the Stockton team. It'll be Steven Acevedia on the mound tomorrow as that pitch is in there for a strike 0-1. Jefferson Pena, Christopher Torin, Yancel Luis, 1-2 and 3 due up here in the bottom half of the first inning as that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1.
Yeah, Joey, this is the first time Jefferson Pena has played leadoff this entire season.
That pitch is fouled backwards, and just to put that into perspective, do you think there's been 100 games so far, and Justin, out of all 100 of those games, only 5 different guys have batted leadoff?
And for him to be put in that spot, I mean, D. Garner must think that he has a good bat to start things off. And honestly, Joe, we've seen so many things in the series that we haven't seen in a while for the team. Jackson Feltner going to be at left field today, and that's going to be his second game ever in his life at left field.
1-2 pitch on the way. Pena will ground this one to the left side. Talking about those players that have started at the leadoff spot, Yancel Luis leads with 240 at-bats. Christopher Torin is second with 112 at-bats. Then he goes Anderson Rojas, Drew Jones, Jackson Feltner. Drew Jones, those 20 at-bats all came in the first few games of the season as the appeal over to first base says no. First base umpire Larry Pettis.
Joe, you look at last night for Pena. He wasn't actually in the lineup. So a very interesting choice here for Dean Garner.
2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is outside. He's had that clutch gene so far in this series. I mean, you think about the walk-off base hit in a couple nights ago and also a two-hit ball game the other day. So Pena proving his spot. Payoff pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike three. And, Justin, let's go through the starting lineup here for the Rawhide.
Leading things off was Jefferson Pena, as you just saw. Batting second is the shortstop, Christopher Terrien. Batting third, Yancel Luis. Batting cleanup is Angel Ortiz, the DH. Batting fifth is the catcher, Kenny Castillo. Batting sixth, the top prospect at center field, Drew Jones. Batting seventh is Jackson Feltner at left field. Batting eighth is Ruben Santana. And batting ninth, Modifi Marte.
That's the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide on this Saturday night. Christopher Terrien batting out of the number two spot so far on the year, batting 243. With three home runs and 35 RBIs, that pitch on the way and is in there for strike one, 1-1.
So two tough errors for him on defense to start the game, and a way to get out of those grooves of struggles is a good hit at the plate.
Yeah, you wonder how much that is affecting him at the moment, and he had those two errors on the defensive side. But one thing you got to do, you got to have the goldfish memory. 1-2 pitch on the way outside for ball two, 2-2.
Love the Ted Lasso reference, the memory of a goldfish. Just let things come and go. And really, that's how the best baseball players do it. They don't let those small mishaps define them.
2-2 pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. Coming over will be the shortstop, Miles Naylor. He'll throw to first base in time. Two quick outs in the inning as we get ready to go through the numbers for starting pitcher Alejandro Manzano.
Yes, Joey, four wins, one loss on the year, a 4.2 ERA, making his fifth start of the year. And in 46 innings of work, he struck out 50 batters, walked 21, and given up five home runs and 49 hits.
So the half-century mark in strikeouts in the form of Manzano, as that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Yancel Luis at the plate, a guy who's batting 279, six home runs, and 42 RBIs. That batting average is one of two Rawhide players that are top 10 in the California League when it comes to batting average. The 1-1 pitch on the way, that one swung on and missed, and the count will now move to 1-2. Yancel Luis, Kenny Castillo, the other player that is top 10 in batting average. Kenny Castillo batting 288, that is good for the sixth best average. Yancel Luis, 10. 1-2 with two down. The pitch swung on and missed, and Yancel Luis will be struck out for the final out of the inning. Visalia goes three up, three down in the bottom half of the first inning, and we head into inning number two where we'll see Daniel Nunez for the second time tonight. Ports 1, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the top half of the second inning. Daniel Nunez on the mound for the Rawhide. Stockton took an early 1-0 lead in the top half of the first inning. Looking to add on a couple runs right here as Clark Elliott will step up to the plate. 7, 8, and 9 due up here in the top half of the second inning. Clark Elliott, B.J. Cook, Nelson Beltran. That one deal on the way from Nunez, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-1.
Yeah, Clark Elliott hitting .286 on the year, and you look at the last two games for him, hitting .375 against the Rawhide right now, 3-for-8 in this series with an RBI.
Elliott enters today's ball game batting .286, 3 home runs and 17 RBIs. The 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed for strike number 2. So one ball, two strikes with no outs. Clark Elliott looking to get a leadoff base runner, similar to what Darlin Montero did in the top half of the previous inning, as he uses batter's timeout to step out of the box and get ready to reset. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Daniel Nunez working from the right side of the slab. He'll get the agreement from Kenny Castillo. Swung on and missed, strike 3, and there's one down here in the inning.
You're trying to get a swing, and a fastball upstairs is an easy way in the corner. Look at that one there. Let's take a look at that replay. A simple pitch there, but it's so fast and at that outside corner, and he can't get his bat on that one. A big strikeout there for Daniel Nunez.
Brings the gas, goes upstairs, and as a result, able to sit down Clark Elliott. And now it brings up the Aussie B.J. Cook to the plate. The one-out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for strike number 1. 0-1 with one away here for B.J. Cook, a guy batting .189. 2 home runs and 10 RBIs so far here in 2024. Daniel Nunez from the right gets ready to deal. That pitch just a bit outside and tries to attack that outside corner once again with the fastball.
Yeah, Joey, trying to get the hitters to swing on that outside corner. You can really get them reaching, and usually it's a big swing and a miss.
1-1 with one away. Here's the pitch home from Daniel Nunez. A pitch in the dirt, and the count now moves to 1-2.
Look at how he attacks upstairs and follows up with the next pitch attacking right downstairs, keeping that batter really unsure of where he's going to attack the strike zone.
So now in this at-bat, he's gone a upstairs fastball, downstairs fastball, and an off-speed pitch inside. 1-2 pitch on the way from Nunez, and it is a breaking ball this time up the middle. A tough play for Yancel Luis, and the throw is in time. It's 2 away. What a great play by the Rawhide second baseman as we get ready to go through the defense for this Rawhide team.
Yes, Joey, look at that play there from Yancel Luis. And for the defense for the Rawhide, we talk about Yancel Luis at second as he makes that play there. Look at him going against his momentum of his body, able to throw it over to first in time. But Kenny Castillo at catcher, Modifi Marte at first, Yancel Luis at second, Christopher Torin at short, at thirds, Ruben Santana at left is Jackson Feltner, center Drew Jones at right is going to be Jefferson Pena in the DH day on Hel Ortiz.
And today's starting defense brought to you by Anthem. As Nelson Beltran gets ready to step up to the plate, looking to get some offense going here for Stockton with 2 down. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball 2, 2-0. Starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 away. Beltran will get ready for the pitch from Nunez, and that one is a little bit low for ball 3, 3-0.
Yeah, Beltran, a player that has 3 home runs on the year, 23 RBIs. You look at how he did in the month of July, only 4 RBIs hitting .191. So coming out of a pretty tough month, Joey trying to improve in the month of August.
3 balls, no strikes, 2 away. Here's the deal, and Nunez goes right down the middle for strike number 1.
Very simple fastball there. And the speed of those pitches, good luck trying to get an eye on it. And that's why we have great officials like Theo Arndt at home plate.
Theo Arndt, the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis at first. The 3-1 pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez, and that one's grounded over to shortstop. Torin will field at the belt. He'll gather and throw to first base in time. And Daniel Nunez, an efficient 3-up, 3-down inning here in the top half of the second inning. Stockton 1, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app. Did you know that
to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health, tenemos la misma creencia, cada empleo.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move into the bottom half of the second inning. Angel Ortiz will lead things off as Manzano retired the side in order. This one has popped up to the left side. A long run for Nelson Beltran in left. And he lost his footing, and the ball is going to drop foul.
Really sacrificing his whole body on the play there as you see a small dust storm picked up from his landing. But, wow, really putting everything on the play there, trying to run across field. Joey, that is a long distance. Let's look at this replay here. So you see him running. He has to go out for it, extending his body, but falling right on his chest. That one's out of play.
Hard to tell if he lost his footing on the step between the dirt and the grass. But either way, unable to make the play on it. So now Angel Ortiz would get ready to stay alive in the count. We'll see if he's able to take advantage of not necessarily an error, but a play that allows him to stay alive. That 0-2 pitch on the way is outside for ball one.
Yeah, it's just a simple play there that keeps him alive. But you look at on the year, he's hitting DH right now, and he has a .298 average, leads the team.
1-2 pitch, that one sent into center field, and underneath that one is a center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. So Manzano has sat down four straight, and let's go through the starting defense for the Ports.
Yes, Joey, at catcher is Carlos Amaya at first, Mario Gomez at second is B.J. Cook at short, Miles Naylor at third is Derek Salum at left is Nelson Beltran at center, Joseph Rodriguez at right, Darlin Montero, and the DH for today is Clark Elliott.
Thank you very much, Justin, as now it'll be Kenny Castillo at the plate. He'll pop that one into center field. A long run for the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez, but on back-to-back plays, he'll be able to get the leather on it, and there's two down here in the inning.
Joey, it's been a real fast ball game compared to yesterday's. You're already 30 minutes in, and we're one out away from the third inning. And really, Joey, I think today is going to be a very low-scoring affair compared to yesterday's. Both these pitchers, you look, they have both pitched above 45 innings of work, and both also have well over 56 strikeouts, so good numbers for them.
First pitch on the way. A lot different than yesterday's ball game where both pitchers had a above 7.0 ERA.
Yeah, Joey, so complete difference in this ball game, and I believe both managers were aware of it.
Pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs, so the count will now move to 2-0, a two-way. Two balls, no strikes, two-way, and the upcoming pitch on the way, here's the deal, and that one is outside for ball three, 3-0. Drew Jones at the plate, a guy batting .270 with five home runs and 44 RBIs. And on this occasion, Drew Jones will draw a four-pitch walk. He'll step on first base and bring up Jackson Feldner to the plate.
Drew Jones getting walks. How many times have we seen this in this series and throughout so many series here in Valley Strong Ballpark? Someone that's such a threat at the plate, sometimes just giving a walk is an easier choice with two outs on the board.
So now Jackson Feldner will get up to the plate. And, Justin, this is a Feldner batter that has been very fun to watch so far in the series as they have won as a swing and a miss 0-1.
Joey, you talk about someone very fun to watch. Back-to-back home runs here in Valley Strong Ballpark. We saw him do it on Thursday night, did it last night on Friday. So two back-to-back home runs for him. And, Joey, you have to think, it was since the month of June since he got his last home run.
A one pitch on the way. Feltner way out in front of that one. And the count is now 0-2.
And yesterday, Joey, we saw Jackson Feltner get a home run. Ruben Santana, two players that had very much difficulty in their last few series, hitting below 200 in those.
Ruben Santana was hitless entering the ball game in yesterday's ball game in the series. Pickoff attempt at first base. The tag is applied by Mario Gomez, but not in time. Here's a look at the home run yesterday, a ball that was lifted into left field. And as soon as it left the bat, you thought, no one's getting out of here.
Yeah, Joey, he wanted to try and aim for the screen like the first one he did Thursday, but just about 30 feet short. 30 feet to the left.
0-2 pitch on the way. Feltner gets a piece of that one. He'll lift it into center. Another long run, and that one's going to drop in center field. Drew Jones is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw, and it is not in time. Drew Jones will score. Feltner will dive back safely into first, and the Rawhide tie up the ballgame 1-1 in the bottom of the second inning.
Feltner able to place that hit perfectly into the right field. You see both the outfielders going for that one, not able to get it. And Drew Jones, someone with such fast speed throughout the entire season, a simple slide at home, and now it's a tied ball game, 1-1, with Ruben Santana, the guy that just hit a home run yesterday, due up.
That first hit of the ball game for Jackson Feltner is Visalia's first hit of the ball game. That first hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special.
Moo!
Now Ruben Santana at the plate. He'll ground that one off to the left side, and the count is now 0-1.
Joey, how'd you learn to move so accurately? It sounded like a cow was up here in the press box. Was that Tipper?
Well, Justin, initially the move started off as a murr, but a couple of the Rawhide front office staff weren't appreciative of the natural-sounding moo sound, so I had to make the change and go with a more moo, M-O-O, with several O's.
I'm personally a fan of the original moo, and I think you should just ask Tipper which one sounds best.
1-1 with 2-A, the pitch on the way, and that one is grounded off to the left side. You know, you've been here for 2 months now, and you've yet to do the Rosa Brothers Adderade, so why don't you go ahead and give us your first Rosa Brothers Adderade?
The first Rawhide hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Pick up an 8-ounce cup of super premium Rosa Brothers ice cream at concession stands through the ballpark.
1-2 pitch on the way. That one is outside. Jackson Feltner is going to try to run and slide to second base, and he will be there. So Jackson Feltner, a stolen bag.
You see how confident the second baseman is there, BJ Cook from Australia, that he made the tag, that he was about to walk off to the dugout. He gets told by Larry Pettis, no, there's no tag made here. You see that slide? Was it in time? An extended foot there, and I believe he was safe.
Wow, in real time. It did not look like he got there in time, but somehow Jackson Feltner's toe was just barely able to touch the edge of the bag.
Yeah, Joey, really fast base runner right now. We haven't seen a lot of speed from Feltner all season. Showing it there.
2-2 pitch on the way. Outside corner, strike three called, and Ruben Santana will be rung up for the final out of the inning. However, Visalia is able to get on the board for the first time in this ball game. One hit, one run, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through two innings of work in downtown Visalia. Ports 1, Rawhide 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, dot com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move into the top half of the third inning. Darlin Montero, Derek Salome, Miles Naylor will step up to the plate. Last time out, Darlin Montero, a single, a run as well. He also had a stolen base. Daniel Nunez, first pitch on the way, and that one is fouled directly backwards, strike number one. Well, Justin, we got a comment on the jerseys. We have not talked about them yet so far. The custom kid-designed jersey, the artist Robert Gonzalez. He actually threw out a first pitch today right before you. Ground ball to the right side. Modifi Marte will field. Toss to first. And Daniel Nunez unable to put a grab on that one.
You just saw it there right off the tip of his glove. He went to make the simple grab, but his hand grabbed a little too tight, and you see it go off the front tip of the glove. We'll get to see maybe a replay there as he looks at the pitch, I mean at the ball. See right here, a simple handoff from Marte to Nunez. He goes to grab it, and right off the front of his glove, an unfortunate grab for the pitcher.
So that is officially now Visalia's third error of the ball game, and these mental errors, although it's a tied ball game, these things can add up very quickly.
Yeah, Joey, and they really can, especially in a tied ball game like this. Errors are very hard to give up.
Upcoming pitch on the way here to Derek Salome. As that pitch is on the way, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. So going back to the jerseys, you mentioned Robert Gonzalez designed the jersey. That is right there in the crowd. And he designed the jersey. We had the promotion around February, March time period. The 0-1 deal on the way from Daniel Nunez, and that one is downstairs for ball one. 1-1. And the design he decided to go with it was the Valley Children's Healthcare giraffe in the bottom corner with the cow print on the shoulders and then the colored black numbers in the back.
I really like the jerseys, Joey, as the pickoff attempt at first. And he's safe, so Montero good there. But, yeah, Joey, I really like the uniforms and quite impressed by Robert Gonzalez. Someone able to make a uniform, as you see the giraffe there on the front of the uni on Ruben Santana. So sporting, he drew his favorite two mascots, I guess, Joey.
Ground ball over to the left side and foul. Good point there. He's got on the right sleeve, it's the cow print on the left side. Kind of the zebra print on that left side. There's a better look at it as well. I really like the giraffe on it as well. That's a really cool design.
Yeah, Joey, I really like it as well, and maybe we could see if we can spot George the Giraffe somewhere here. I know he's been walking around the ballpark.
Yeah, George the Giraffe, as you also mentioned, he was also throughout a first pitch. He was out there in the pregame festivities. The 1-2 pitch on the way. That one is fouled directly backwards 2-2.
It was an honor to throw a first pitch here in Valley Strong Ballpark. Very much a privilege, Joey.
Yeah, Justin, one of, six?
Yeah, I believe so, six.
Six first pitches earlier today. Reason being so, your final game tomorrow before you go back over to college. Pickoff attempt at first. 2-month internship coming to a close here. You get ready to graduate from Texas State University in December with a Bachelor of Arts in Electronic Media.
Yeah, Joey, very excited to do so. And wouldn't have been possible without this internship here, so very grateful.
Ground ball to the third base side, fielded by Santana to second for one, down to first base, and that throw is in time. A 5-4-3 double play, and there's two down here in the top half of the third inning.
Look at this play here. All starts off of Ruben Santana, a throw over to Yancel Luis, and no problem going to Marte. Three fast infielders, no problem converting a double play, Joey. This is a team that leads the California League in those.
Well, we talked about how do you recover from an error. That's how you do it right there. You turn a double play, and you bail out your pitcher.
Confidence boosts the entire defense.
Two-out pitch on the way. That one is downstairs for ball 1-1-0. Going back to the jerseys, after the game, they will auction off the jerseys with the proceeds going to Valley Children's Healthcare, which that's a really cool addition as well.
What a cool addition there. Really just a special night for everyone here in Valley Strong and also for those children with the donations as well.
1-0 pitch on the way. That one is outside. Not the only thing that's special about today's ball game as well. Following the game, post-game teddy bear toss presented by Walmart. The proceeds to that as well will go to Valley Children's Healthcare. So lots of cool donations here to help out the kids of Valley Children's. 2-0 pitch on the way. That one is in there for a strike 2-1.
Yeah, Joe, even before the game, Walmart announced they were going to be donating $9,500 to Valley Children. So what a big donation there for Walmart, and what an awesome partnership to have a post-game event today and also some fireworks, Joey.
Post-game fireworks as well. If you came to the ballpark, it's a perfect game to decide to come to. Ground ball at third. Ruben Santana goes down to an E. Throw down to first base. It is not in time. Miles Naylor, one of the faster guys on the team, able to run out that throw.
Miles Naylor, a very speedy shortstop for this team. And you look at Ruben Santana, able to pick that one up off the infield dirt. We'll get a look at the replay there possibly, but a simple backhand grab here for him right off the dirt. A throw to Marte. Did you see him pick it up there and throw to Marte? And was it in time? No. But, Joey, just by a hair on that throw.
Yeah, you got to give a lot of credit on that play to Ruben Santana. That was not an easy play to make. The fact that he even was able to catch it on top of that, be close, even turning it out, was very impressive as that pitch is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. So now you got Mario Gomez at the plate. And his first plate appearance of the ball game, a sac fly in the center field that would end up scoring Darlin Montero from third base. 1-0, a two-way. Daniel Nunez holds at the chest. Here's the deal home, and that one's in there for a strike to count now 1-1.
And Nunez has 45 pitches now in this ball game. Joey, you talked about his last performance earlier. He went three innings of work, but probably was pulled out due to his difficulties. Gave up 5 earned runs after 7 hits, and today doing a lot better. Joey only giving up 1 hit so far.
1-1 pitch. That one's ripped into right field. Racing backwards is Jefferson Pena, but he's able to recover and get there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. 1 hit, no runs, no errors. 1 runner left on base. 1 error, should say, as we head into the bottom half of the third inning. We're tied up 1-1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
It's been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's
making it happen. Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. First pitch on the way to Modifi. And that one is downstairs for ball 1-1-0. Do it for the Rawhide in this inning. Modifi Marte, Jefferson Pena, Christopher Torin. Pitch on the way. That one is downstairs as well. So the count will now move to 2-0.
Yeah, Joe, you look at his last game was July 31st. That's Thursday night. He went 1-for-2, and that was a home run. Or my apologies, that's an RBI single for him in that game.
That pitch is in there for a strike, so the count will move to 2-1. Modifi, the only batter for either one of these two clubs that has not hit yet in this ball game. As he fouls that one off to the left side, the count will move to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Port scored a run in the top half of the first. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they scored one in the bottom half of the second. And Modifi Marte will be hit square in between the number 11 on his back. And a runner on first base here for the Hive.
Never want to take a pitch to the spine. That'll never feel good. Hopefully put some icy hot on that one later for him. But, wow, Joey, that pitch really got outside. I mean, so inside, it went behind his back and really got him there. So now you got a runner on base. And Jefferson Pena, the leadoff hitter today at the plate.
Well, Jefferson Pena, so far in this series, he's had a pretty good week. 3-for-7, including a ball game on Thursday where he was 2-for-3. As that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0.
Yeah, Joey got the second walk-off win for him of the season and the eighth walk-off win of the season for the Rawhide on Thursday night.
One ball, no strikes, but no outs. Here's the pitch to Pena. That one swung on miss, 1-1. 8 walk-off wins so far this season, and it just seems that this Rawhide team loves to play from behind.
Yeah, Joey, they love to play from behind. We've seen them outscore their opponents in the last three innings all season, really. If you look at the score by innings, 50 runs in the ninth inning compared to 31 by opponents. You look in the seventh inning, 56 runs compared to 46 and so far in the season. So the Rawhide like to score later in ball games. Right now it's a tied ball game, Joey, so any opportunity for change.
However, they do have a runner on first so far. The Rawhide have had a runner in both the second and the third. They were sat down in order in inning number one. One ball, two strikes, no outs. And Zano gets ready for the deal. Pitch number 42 on the way, and that one's outside for ball two.
Joey, the Rawhide actually ahead in the run differential now compared to their opponents. They're outscoring their opponent 463 to 459 on the year. And we're in the third inning right now. The Rawhide outscoring their opponent 63 to 46. That's 17 more runs in the third inning of the ballgame.
Time called here, so Pena will step out of the batter's box. You want to talk about run differentials? The Rawhide so far in the second half of the California League season, they have the highest run differential at 33. The next closest team is a second-place team, the Lake Elsinore Storm, with positive 27.
Wow, Joey, good numbers there. And, yeah, we were talking about Lake Elsinore, how Diamond Stadium is such a place that they have had dominance in. You look at their home record right now in the second half of the season, 14-7. That's the best home record in the second half and in the first half with a 35-19 record.
Ground ball to third, a chance to turn two, a low throw to second base. The turn at first is not in time. So it'll be the 5-4 fielder's choice, allowing Pena to get on base. And there's now one down here in the inning.
Jefferson Pena, really a good choice to be a leadoff hitter. If there's any difficulty grabbing a ball and throwing it over, he could take advantage of it. You see a double play there, but not able to be fast enough. B.J. Cook's release, not able to get there to first in time for Mario Gomez.
So now Christopher Torino will get ready to step up to the plate. So far, he's 0-for-1 in the ballgame. Lozano holds at the chest. Here's the pitch. Torino is swinging a miss. Stand the count now 0-1.
Yeah, Christopher Torino in this ballgame, he's the recipient of all three errors for the Rawhide, so trying to get a hit in this ballgame to feel more confident.
Christopher Torino so far in the series, he's 3-for-11. He talked about his ball game yesterday, a 1-for-5 day, where he had a single, a run, and a strikeout as well. 0-1 with one away. Manzano will steer down Christopher Torino in the bottom half of the third inning to deal home, and that one is right down the middle for strike number two. Visalia looking to capture 5 straight wins. It would be the first time here in 2024 that they would be able to accomplish that feat. Now both umpires will clear up the strike zone here. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. And stare down from Manzano. Here's the pitch home. It's outside for ball 1, 1-2.
Yeah, Joey, you talk about 4 wins in a row right now. If they were to get 5, that'd be the first time they've done it this season. And Joey, a team that we've talked about is like a bike going up a hill. It comes right back down. They had 5 losses in a row before this series, now 4 straight.
Torino popped that one into left center field. Coming over is Nelson Beltran, the left fielder. He'll be there for the grab. It'll be the second out of the inning, bringing up Yancel Luis to the plate.
So, Joey, I was talking about how they go multiple losses in a row, then they respond with multiple wins in a row. They're really going to have to find some consistency. You don't want to go five losses in a row, then four wins in a row, because if you're going towards the playoffs, you have to be able to respond to a loss with a win. And truthfully, in the playoffs, you don't get a chance to get another chance. So you have to keep winning. That's what makes a team good.
So two down, you got Yancel Luis getting ready to step up to the plate. Manzano's deal home, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Talked to manager D. Gardner today about a potential playoff push. Asked him what he thought about the team right now. They're only a game back in the second half of the California League season. And he says, Joey, I don't think about that whatsoever. As that one's lifted into right field, going back towards the wall is right fielder Darlin Montero. The center fielder Joseph Rodriguez is nearby as well, and the side is retired. No hits, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through three innings of work in downtown Visalia. Ports 1, Rawhide 1. Justin Brown will take us through the middle innings. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result?
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. It's a tied ball game as we head into the top of the fourth inning. A 1-1 score here on a sunny, hot Saturday night in Visalia, California. Daniel Nunez remains on the mound. His 46th pitch is that one swung on and fouled off to left side. Due up for the Ports in the inning, 5, 6, and 7. Carlos Amaya, Joseph Rodriguez, and Clark Elliott. And Joey Clark Amaya at the plate right now got on base from an error from Christopher Tureen. And his last at-bat, let's see what he can do here now in an 0-1 count. So the 0-1, that one swung on and a miss. 0-2 count now for Amaya.
Hey, talk about that error earlier from Christopher Tureen. One of two errors he made within a three-batter span. The second Rawhide player, though, so far this season that has committed two errors in a ballgame. The only other time that has happened, Ruben Santana did so earlier this year.
Yeah, Joey, not a lot of errors from the Rawhide this season, especially from that shortstop. 0-2 count to Amaya. That one's popped up and away. Kenny Castillo not able to get a grab on that pitch. But, Joey, you're talking about the defense and some errors. And before we got to the last out of the inning, you were talking with D. Garner about the playoff push, and you got to hear his thoughts on it. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, manager D. Garner earlier today, he said he approaches every single day the exact same way.
It's a 1-2 count. That one's fouled back and away. Continue to it.
He says he approaches every single day the same way. No day is different than the other. He says baseball is a game of highs and lows. And the thing about baseball, you're going to have a lot more lows than you are going to have highs.
I love that mindset, Joey, especially you talk about how they came off a five-game losing streak now on four wins in a row. As that one's in the dirt now, 2-2 count now for Amaya. But, yeah, continue, Joey. I mean, they didn't respond. You're right. They completely responded that way in these last four games, four straight wins. I guess they've been treating it like every day is completely different, just a new day.
And if you come in if you leave yesterday in the past, I mean, you can't change what already happened. So you come in every single day. You focus on that grind. That is how you're going to better yourself each and every day.
Big swing and a miss there. Strikeout for Daniel Nunez. And Carlos Amaya is sat down for the first out of the inning. And that will be the second strikeout of the night for him. You look at that one there on the outside zone. And a swing and a miss there. Reminder, all strikeouts of the game are brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Abraham Guillen. Call 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So Joseph Rodriguez now at the plate. Hitless in this ball game as he plays his bunt. That one's fouled off to the right side. But yeah, Joey, you're talking about the playoff push. Not a lot of games left in this season.
Yeah, today is game number 100, so that means you got 32 games left in the year. Obviously, you lose one due to that rainout in the first full week of the regular season against San Jose. So time to push and time to push hard.
This one swung towards the left side. Christopher Taurine gets a hand on it. Throw to Marte. Will it be in time? And it is. Larry Pettis says that's the second out of the inning. So Joseph Rodriguez, he's still hitless in this ballgame. Just two of his attempts.
Well, it's been a tough ball game so far for Christopher Taurine, and that wasn't any routine play. Momentum going towards third. He has to quickly slow down the feet, take his time, fired across the diamond. It was a close throw, but Taurine, you got to think that's a little bit more of an emotional boost right there.
Great throw there for him and a lot of confidence on that throw. Two times we've seen these infielders go against their body's momentum to make a play. That one swung on towards the left side for Clark Elliott. So Elliott in the ball game so far. You look at his last at-bat, he was the first strikeout recipient from Daniel Nunez. So in the 0-1 count here, Nunez eyeing down Elliott. Winds and deals. That one is upstairs and a good strike on the zone. A 1-0-2 count now for him.
Clark Elliott, the former Michigan Wolverine, so far 3-for-8 in the series and a 2-for-4 day yesterday where he had a pair of singles and a walk as well.
Trying to get a hit in this ball game, hitless so far. 0-2 count. That one swung towards the right side. Marte trying to get a grab on it. Will he get the toss to Nunez in time? And he does for the third out of the inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors. The Rawhide are still tied here against the Stockton Ports as we head towards the bottom of the fourth inning. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. As we head into the bottom of the fourth inning, due up for the Rawhide will be Angel Ortiz, Kenny Castillo, and Drew Jones, 4, 5, and 6. That one swung and fouled back, so 0-1 count now for Angel Ortiz. At his last at-bat, flew out to center, looking to try and get a hit in this ball game. Joey saw what he did yesterday for the Rawhide. Angel Ortiz, a 1-for-4 night, as that one's inside. And they're saying he went around, so strike two now for Angel Ortiz.
Hey, talk about the day yesterday for Angel Ortiz. He got on base twice, a single and a walk. There's a look at the replay, and the check swing just goes by and up.
That one fouled back again, so still in the 0-2 count. Angel Ortiz enters tonight on a six-game hitting streak after going 1-for-4 yesterday. He leads the team and averages well, hitting .298 on the season. That one's upstairs and outside for ball one. 1-2 count now for Ortiz. So thoughts on Manzano so far on the mound, Joey? How do you think he's done in this ballgame?
You got the pair of strikeouts so far from Manzano.
That one swung on far towards right field, running for it. And no way of getting there in time. That's considered a home run. Home run number four, Angel Ortiz on the season, and brings the Rawhide their second run of the ballgame. No longer tied now, a 2-1 lead for the Hide.
Tank shot for Angel Ortiz. You know, Justin, I was thinking about mentioning the poolside power moments ago for Ortiz, and he shows it off right there. That was off the very top of the right field scoreboard, and just like that, Visalia takes their first lead of the night.
Joey, you look at the replay there. That one shot out of a rocket and out in right field. You see Darlin Montero running towards the Toyota Terrace and not able to get there in time. Straight over the scoreboard. What a home run there for Angel Ortiz.
And he reminds me so much as a hitter as Anderson Rojas, because if you give him that breaking ball pitch on the inside, he's going to bring those hands in, and he's going to turn and burn on those pitches.
Definitely took advantage of that pitch there as Kenny Castillo fouls that one off for an 0-1 count. So a big home run there for Angel Ortiz. I have to make a correction. His fifth one of the year, as that one went out of the right field. That one's outside for ball one. 1-1 count now for Kenny Castillo. And Kenny, someone that led all season in average, right now at .290 on the season. See that one there, the 1-1 downstairs, and swung on, so 1-2 count for him.
Yeah, you mentioned Kenny Castillo, top 10 in the California, the sixth highest batting average at the moment here throughout the league.
Yeah, him and Drew Jones have been battling for RBI leaders. He has 43 on the year so far. Drew Jones enters the night with 44. So that 1-2 count, swung on and fouled back, so remains the same.
Yeah, one of only two players so far here in 2024 for this Rawhide club with 40-plus RBIs.
Great numbers for him. The 1-2 count. Swung on and a miss. Big strikeout there for Alejandro on the mound. A big strikeout for Manzano. Sits down Kenny Castillo. Let's take a look at that pitch there upstairs. But no, just a fastball right down the middle. Kenny Castillo couldn't get his swing on it.
Yeah, and a 1-2 count right there. Sometimes you're going to gas up your batter. You're going to tell him, if you get there, cool. If not, it's a strikeout. It's exactly what he does. He decides to go to the upstairs attic.
So now Drew Jones to the plate. Swing there, perfectly placed into center field, and a two-out base knock for the top prospect, number two prospect in the Diamondbacks organization.
Nice piece of hitting there for Drew Jones. Takes advantage of a ball upstairs in the zone and goes middle-middle. Not overcomplicating the at-bat right there. Put the ball in play and let the next guy up in the order do the job.
Really must help his confidence. That's the first hit of the series for Drew Jones. Entered tonight 0-for-7. So Jackson Feltner, the hottest bat of the series. He's hit two homers in this series so far as a runner on first and facing against Manzano. Nine him down. Manzano winds and deals. That one's upstairs, but inside for strike one. 0-1 count now for him.
Well, I talked to Feltner earlier today during BP. Asked him how he feels about the home runs. He said, feeling great right now. Hopefully going for my third straight here today, so he's aware of his situation.
He knows he's hot as that one's fouled off to the left side. 0-2 count now for him.
And Jackson Feltner has had a smile on the face during BP the past couple of days as well. And, I mean, the bat is so hot that the manager, D. Gardner, electing to move him out of his traditional position just to keep the bat in the lineup.
Yeah, Joey, him at life, he's at left field tonight, and you see a pickoff attempt there at Drew Jones, no good. So, yeah, Joey, Jackson Feltner making his second appearance at left field today, back-to-back appearances for him. And, Joey, you mentioned yesterday, this is the first time in his entire life he's playing left field. So the 0-2 count now for Manzano. Drew Jones on first. The runner's in motion. See if the CAG can make in time. And no, B.J. Cook can hit the tip of his glove. Drew Jones going to third, and he's able to get there in time. A lot of base running from the second prospect in the top two prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization.
Yeah, stolen bag there for Drew Jones, one of the faster runners on this Rawhide team. As you mentioned, it bounced off the glove of B.J. Cook, and as soon as Drew Jones realized Cook didn't have that ball, he quickly gets up and goes to third base. flights feet first off of the E2. And just like that, they're all ahead with a runner in scoring position 90 feet away.
Carlos Amaya trying to throw that ball there in time, but Drew Jones gets on third. And now Jackson Feltner in the 1-2 count, runner 90 feet away from scoring. And that one's outside for ball two, 2-2 count now.
And we talked about Jackson Feltner in his high school playing days. He was a corner infield. He moved to college only first base, and so far on the pro level, he's played only first base as well.
Manzano eyeing down Feltner and a big swing and a miss there, and that is the strikeout number two of the ball game for Manzano. Jackson Feltner, a big swing and a miss there. Joey, you definitely think he was looking for some distance and something, especially a base hit there with two outs on the board.
Well, Jackson Feltner looking for a fastball on this pitch, and instead of the breaking ball, he goes curveball. And as a result, Feltner looking upstairs, the ball dips down above the knees, and he's struck out.
So Manzano winds and deals. That one's upstairs. 1-0 count now for Santana. Big strikeout for him. Second one of the ball game. My apologies. Fourth one of the ball game for Manzano. So Ruben Santana, 1-0 count now as that one's inside for strike one. 1-1 now. 1-1 count. Ruben Santana at his last at bat. Went down swinging. 1-1 count now for Santana facing Manzano. That one outside and a big swing there. Got him reaching on that one.
Ruben Santana, so far in the series, 2-for-10. However, entering yesterday's ballgame, he was a combined 0-for-6. We talked about yesterday, the two-run home run, a base knock as well. And you got to think that kind of elevated his momentum going into today.
Yeah, someone struggling going into this series and has picked things up with a two-run homer yesterday. 1-2 count there. That one's upstairs. Moves the count to 2-2.
Justin, you talked to Ruben after yesterday's ball game, and you mentioned he had a big smile on his face as you look at the home run yesterday.
Yeah, Joey, he was so happy. You see that home run there. I talked to him after the game, and he was just happy to be selected as the post-game interview and also said that he was really relying on his teammates lately. As that one's outside, moves the count to a full one. He said his teammates are kind of like his family, and he said sticking together as a group, as you see that shot of him there at the plate, just ticking together as a group and not getting caught on your bad days and having them to support you. That's the reason why he was able to get such a good two-run homer yesterday. Full count. That one's outside for ball four. And it'll be the first walk of the ball game for Ruben Santana. And as a reminder, all walks are brought to you by JP Electric Solar. If you're tired of high electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com.
Well, Justin, as we get ready to have a mound visit here, mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, and now open in Visalia. But wanting to go back to that crucial point that you made, family, a very important term thrown by Ruben Santana in yesterday's ballgame. That goes back to the fact that every single day these guys wake up, they come to the ballpark, they're constantly grinding with these guys, and when you're spending that much time with these other guys, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether it's at work, whether it is playing baseball, whatever it is, you're going to create that connection because of how much time you spend with them.
Yeah, Joe, he's been on the team since April 4th, so he's been here all season and really been able to be with these guys throughout the entire year and grow closer to him. And it was very interesting to see that Dimitro Crisantes was the player right behind him, pumping him up after that one. And this is a new addition to the team. So very close-knit group for the Rawhide. And that one's fouled off for Modifi Marte at the plate now. He's batting ninth, and he has two runners in the corners. Looking at Modifi Marte, last inning. A simple flyout in that inning. So an 0-1 count there, and that one's outside. 1-1 count now for him.
Hey, you mentioned also yesterday during the post-game interview was also Dimitri Crisantes. He had his hand around the shoulder, and it really just showed how much of a connection all these guys have on this Raleigh team.
Yeah, Joey, they really do. As that one's popped out towards right field, we'll see if Beltran can get underneath, or Montero, my apologies, and that is the third out of the inning. So for the Rawhide in the inning, one hit, two left on base, and one big old run from Angel Ortiz. A solo home run from him, the fifth one of the season. So we go to the top of the fifth inning. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida. Cowea.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we enter the top of the fifth inning. Due up for the Ports is 8-9-1, Cook, Beltran, and Montero. And last inning for the Rawhide, Angel Ortiz, a solo home run in the left field, his fifth home run of the year. And now the Rawhide enjoying a 2-1 lead over the Ports.
Well, yeah, you talk about B.J. Cook so far in this series, a combined 1-for-12. And yesterday's ball game, he was 1-for-4.
As he faces the first pitch there, that's high and upstairs, has to get out of the way of it. But, yeah, Joey, B.J. Cook, you talk about his hitting struggles. And one thing very unique about this player, he's the one we've mentioned so far, being from Perth, Australia. Facing the 1-0 count there. That one's inside for ball two. 2-0 count now for him.
Yeah, coming from the land down under, B.J. Cook spent the 2022 campaign with the Perth Heat during the offseason, where he batted 193 that year through 27 games. He had 13 walks, but the struggle there, 34 punch-outs.
That one swung on towards right field. Jefferson Pena running for it. Is he able to get there in time? Off the wall. And they're going to say there's some
Dead ball out there in right field. The ball just getting stuck underneath the wall. And he saw Jefferson Pena going back. He tried to play the rebound. And I think the ball got stuck right underneath that 4-for-44 sign out in right field.
Yeah, Joey, that's what I was going to say. I wasn't sure about it, but I think it got caught right beneath the white part of that banner there. So you're going to be a double now for B.J. Cook. And we talk about him having some hitting struggles. Not one there as that one's hit towards right field.
And watching the replay right here. And, yeah, I think it's stuck somewhere in that banner. You go out there and look right now, you'll go find the ball right behind Tipper's face with the Chevron logo.
So maybe one person can get it after the game. Maybe a player can out in the outfield. Daniel Nunez facing now Nelson Beltran in the ballgame so far. Grounded out earlier. Or he's a victim of a double play. My apologies. So 1-0 count now for Nelson Beltran. Someone hitting 224 on the air. As a runner on second, and it's B.J. Cook. No outs on the board. Just swing and foul back now. 1-1 count for him.
Well, Nelson Beltran getting a piece of that foul ball off the netting. But, yeah, Justin, you mentioned the 1-1 count now. But that double right here, the first extra base hit of the ball game here for Stockton. And all of a sudden now, runner in scoring position. We'll see how Daniel Nunez is able to working out of the stretch early in this inning.
Yeah, Joey, a player that had a sub 2.0 ERA all season, only allowing 9 runs in his 46 innings of work coming into today's ballgame. Hein Cook at second, winds and deals. That one's popped towards Ruben Santana on the infield, throwing it down to Marte for the first out of the inning, and it's in time. So B.J. Cook stays at second, one out down.
Well, you do see 3 errors on the board. That was a throw that was a little bit wide, but there's also been quite a handful now difficult ground balls in this ball game. That was another one that Ruben Santana had to really chug chug on towards home plate to make the play. Yeah, watch the replay there.
You look at the replay, really has to hug and chug for that one. A throw over to first. It was a little wide, but an outreaching arm for Marte. Make sure that the grab is good. First out of the inning brings up Darlin Montero. So Darlin Montero started things off with the first pitch of the game with a base hit. He's done good things so far in this ballgame. Check swing there, and he did go around. Darlin Montero in this ballgame, 1-for-2. He's got a run in this ballgame as well, the solo run for the Ports.
Pretty good first inning for Darlin Montero. A single, a run, a stolen base as well. He's gone on base twice, however, off the E3 back in inning number 3.
We've seen him play DH in this series, playing right field now as that one's fouled on a line towards left field. So, Joey, temperatures have gotten down a little bit now. It was 103 at the first pitch. Now it's 99 degrees. You got a bit of a breeze and a good crowd here in Valley Strong Ballpark.
Yeah, pretty good crowd on hand as we get ready for the Derek Hard jersey giveaways in inning number 6. One of the main reasons people are lining in the ballpark for today's game.
The 0-2 count now, fouled back for Darlin Montero. Second foul ball in a row for him. So, yeah, Joey, you just saw a camera shot earlier. I've even seen Superman here in Valley Strong and bringing fans of all sorts and sizes out here. And talk about the Derek Carr jersey. Very exciting.
Derek Carr, the former Oakland, Las Vegas Raider, New Orleans Saint as well.
The 0-2, that one's outside for ball one. 1-2 count now for Montero.
Derek Carr grew up in the Bakersfield area. He also played his college football out at Fresno State, about 40 minutes up the road.
Derek Carr, a legend here in the Valley of California, you could say. So Nunez in the 1-2 count, winds and deals. That one's fouled off towards his own dugout. That one lined right into there.
Yeah, fouled off to the right side, and on a pitch like that, Darlin Montero, that's just trying to get the hands in on it, trying to turn something, keep the ball in play to live to see one more pitch.
Gauging all of the pitches of Nunez as he enters his 68th pitch of the ball game on that last one. So the 1-2 count, B.J. Cook on second, one out on the board. It's a 2-1 lead for the Rawhide. That one in outside and a throw to second, not in time. So now a 2-2 count now for Montero.
Yeah, close pitch there, just a bit outside. And nearly a punch out number 3 of the ball game for Daniel Nunez as you see that one just a bit outside.
And Nunez trying to get inside on that one, just a few inches out. So a 2-2 count now for Montero, eyeing Cook at second. Winds and deals, that one. Big swing and a miss there by Montero, and a big strikeout for Daniel Nunez, his third punch out of the ball game. As a reminder, all strikeouts are brought to you by Abraham Guillen. Give him a call at 515-529-425-4141.
Well, that's another strikeout for Daniel Nunez. You got Derek Salome getting ready to step up to the plate. He's a guy who's 0-for-2 in the ballgame, and he's been a victim of a 5-4-3 DP in this ballgame.
Player looking to get a hit in this ballgame. Had some struggles so far this series. B.J. Cook on second. That one's a dribbler and away for ball one. 1-0 count now for him. But no, they're going to say an 0-1 count.
Yeah, Derek Salome on his check swing, just getting a piece of it. Fouls it directly backwards. You look at the replay here. Pulling the trigger. Looks like it bounced off Kenny Castillo's mitt before it went backwards.
Hard to tell which one it bounced off of. So two down now. Runner on second. And we see Daniel Nunez take a step off the mound and take a glance at B.J. Cook. A little pitcher's timeout here.
See, there was it. Batter's interference there on the swing. No, it was foul tip is what officially goes down on the stat cast. So, and just got a barely peach of the barrel.
Big swing and a miss there. 0-2 count now for Derek Salome. Trying to swing for power here. You got two outs on the board, a runner on second. Joey, haven't seen a lot of runners in scoring position so far for the Ports in this ballgame. Currently 0-for-4 in that situation.
Yeah, they were struggling yesterday with runners in scoring position. They need to take advantage right here in the late part of the series.
Nunez trying to get out of this inning. 0-2 count here. That one's upstairs for ball one. 1-2 count now.
We talk about the ballgame yesterday for Stockton with runners in scoring position. They were 3-for-14. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they were 5-for-17.
Very good numbers running in scoring position for the Rawhide. Yesterday, 14 hits in that ballgame, 11 runs. Daniel Nunez winds and deals. That's outside for ball two. 2-2 count now for Salome.
That's a combined 37 runners in scoring position yesterday between the two clubs and a combined 8 hits. So 8 for 37 were the two clubs in yesterday's ballgame.
Insane numbers there, Joey. It was a very fun night, very fun Friday night here in Valley Strong Ballpark. So the 2-2 count for Salome. Nunez winds and deals. That one's in the dirt. See Kenny Castillo getting up for that one, and that's going to move the count to full. 3-2 count now for Salome.
I want to talk about this earlier because Daniel Nunez is still currently sitting at just one walk in his ballgame over his now 6 starts. Daniel Nunez has only walked 5 batters, with the most coming last week against Lake Elsinore with 2 in one game.
Wow, Joe, you're saying over 6 games, 5 walks. Those are great numbers for him. Doesn't like to put a lot of runners on the bases. So full count now, runner on second, 2 outs on the board, a big pitch here, and a swing and a miss. A big strikeout, 5th strikeout of the game for Daniel Nunez as Derek Salome goes down swinging. So in the inning, we see a runner left on base, a hit for the Ports, no errors, and no runs. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Rawhide Baseball as they enjoy a 2-run lead as we head into the bottom of the 5th inning here on the MILB app.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we head into the bottom of the 5th inning. We have a pitching change for the Stockton Ports. We see in the game now Jackson Finley. Check into the ball game for Alejandro Manzano. We'll give you all the numbers on Manzano. And as a reminder, this pitching change is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, rodents, and for over 30 years. Make sure your home is a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye Bucks. So Jefferson Pena at the plate now. You look at what he did in the last inning for the Rawhide. Currently a flyout in that one. Well, my apologies there.
Well, fielder's choice last time for Jefferson Pena, combined 0 for 2 ball games so far, 3 for 7 so far entering the week. He's been one of the hotter batters for this Rawhide team as he got the day off yesterday.
Yes, we saw him get a second walk-off win of his career in this season. So an infield chopper sent down to B.J. Cook, and that's going to be thrown over to Gomez at first for the first out of the inning.
Seeing the ground ball there by Jefferson Pena. Out. A little bit late on it, grounds it over to the right side, and B.J. Cook, probably one of the easier plays he's going to make this evening.
Yeah, B.J. Cook just got a double in his last at-bat, now making a good defensive play there and brings up Christopher Taurine. This is the first pitch there, big swing and a miss. Taurine so far in this ball game, ground out and a fly out in this ball game, looking to try and get on base. That one's outside for ball one. 1-1 count now for Taurine.
Christopher Taurine, a fly out to left field in his last at-bat in yesterday's ball game. A double, a triple, an RBI, and a run as well.
Very impressive performance for him yesterday as that one's fouled back for 1-2 count now.
Christopher Green enters the ballgame on an 8-game on base streak. That's the second longest on base streak so far by a Rawhide player here this season.
Someone that loves to get on base. As he faces that one, swung on straight towards Naylor, able to try and get on that one, but he falls down, sliding to a knee, not able to make the play. And we see Tureen get his first hit of the ballgame.
Well, the tough hit ball over to Miles Naylor, and I originally thought it would sneak into the outfield, but Naylor, a speedy infielder, he's able to slide and stop the ball from rolling into outfield, but by the time he gets up, Tureen's already standing at first base.
Yeah, Naylor's been there at shortstop all series so far, not able to make the grab on it, but a good stop to prevent it from going out into the outfield. So one runner on base, one down, and Yanceloui is at the plate. That one swung on going towards center field to see if it can land in or out. That one, a simple catch there by the right fielder, Darlin Montero, and now they'll bring the second out of the ballgame. And Yanceloui, tough night for him.
It sounded good originally off the bat, but you could tell it was kind of a jam shot off the inside part of the bat, and just underneath it pops it up into right field, and as a routine of a play, as Darlin Montero is going to see here in this ballgame.
Yanceloui so far in this ballgame, two flyouts and a strikeout. So Angel Ortiz, the solo home run in this ballgame, got his fifth home run of the year, and his last at-bat is that one's fouled off towards the right side.
Yeah, so far the difference maker in this ballgame here on Angel Ortiz, home run number 5, of the year. It was an inside pitch and just turned on it, and probably one of the highest hit balls in right field so far this season.
Yeah, take a look at that replay there. He turns on it, and that one goes popping up like in a mortar out towards right field. Goes over the scoreboard, able to get that solo home run. As he has to duck out of the way there as that pitch is inside. Now moves the count to 1-1.
There's just so many characteristics that Anderson Rojas and Angel Ortiz share. Both left-handed batters, and they're both two guys that really have quick hands, and if they're able to get a little bit underneath those inside pitches, those are balls that are going to carry out into right field.
See the pickoff attempt at first, gets away, and we see Tureen stay at first on that one there.
Well, pretty far recoil there off that right field wall. Tureen dove back, and by the time he was able to look up and thought about going, the ball had already bounced back to B.J. Cook, who was covering first base.
Yeah, smart move there by Tureen. You don't need to risk anything here, especially in a game so close. Rawhide enjoying a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two runners down, a runner on first. And we see motion here as that one's popped up out to the outfield. Should be a routine play by the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. But instead, it's caught by the left fielder, Nelson Beltran. So in the inning for the Rawhide, just one hit. No runners, no runs scored, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Don't go anywhere. Rawhide enjoying a 2-1 lead over the Stockton Ports as we head to the top of the sixth inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
Keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it?
their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. As we head into the top of the sixth inning, we see a pitching change for D. Garner. We see Daniel Nunez's night come to a close, and we'll give you his numbers. An Orescom pitching change brings in Rio Britton. Due up for the Ports now is Naylor, Gomez, and Amaya, 3, 4, and 5. We'll give you all the numbers on the new pitch in the ballgame as that one's fouled off towards the right side. So a reminder, Orescom brings you all pitching changes in this season. Orescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make sure your home is a pest-free zone. Say hello to Orescom and bye-bye Bucks. That one's fouled off to the right side. Two pitches in a row in the same exact spot. Two lucky fans as the count moves, though, too.
Yeah, back-to-back inside pitches here from Maria Britton trying to jam up Miles Naylor. So far in this ballgame, a combined 1-for-2.
So you look at Nunez's numbers in this ballgame after being relieved by Rio Britton. 5 innings of work, 3 hits, no runs, given, 1 run given up, and 4 strikeouts. And a big swing and a miss there, and strikeout number 1 of the ballgame for Rio Britton as he just checked in, sitting down, Darlin Montero. Or Miles Naylor, my apologies. As a reminder, that strikeout is brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. You got to see that pitch there, Joey. A good starting at-bat for Rio Britton.
Yeah, Rio Britton decides he wants to climb the ladder on that pitch. He decides to go upstairs, forcing Miles Naylor to connect upstairs, and on that occasion, unable to do so.
So Joey will get a chance to look at Rio Britton's number after this pitch here. As Gomez facing a 1-0 count. That one's outside, 2-0 count now. So, Joey, tell us more about Rio Britton on the mound.
So far in 2024, Rio Britton 1-4 with a 4.74 ERA, 49 and a third innings of work, 53 strikeouts, and 28 walks.
Good numbers for him on the mound as that one swung out towards left field. Jackson Feltner having to make a play there and able to make the catch. We haven't seen Jackson Feltner have to make a play out there in left field so far. It's his second game ever out there in left field, Joey.
Well, I was talking to Jackson earlier today, as I mentioned earlier in his ball game, and I said, Jackson, you played in left field yesterday, but you didn't get any action out there. And he's like, yeah, I didn't, but I'm back out there in left field today. Hopefully I get a chance to make a play. And looking like a routine outfielder as well on the grab.
I wouldn't know any different, Joey, as that one's upstairs for ball one. 1-0 count now for Carlos Amaya. So good catch there for Jackson Feltner. As you see him, he got a lot of dirt on his uni. He doesn't mind getting messy in ball games. We've seen that all season from him. Big swing and a miss there. 1-1 count now for Carlos Amaya.
Well, looking like an outfielder with that dirty uniform out there in a left field. Jackson Feltner gives the Rawhide 2 outs here in the inning.
Now Joey Amaya at the plate now. Struck out earlier. And allowed to get on base from an error from Christopher Torrine. So that one's upstairs. 2-1 count now for Amaya.
Carlos Amaya 0-for-3 in his last ball game on Thursday. 2-for-7 so far in the series, including his first home run of the season and back on Tuesday night.
Joey, big hit for him there as that one's fouled off towards the left side. So you mentioned him getting his first ever home run at the single A level. Must mean a lot for him. As now he moves into a 2-2 count as that one's fouled off. And Rio Britton, we get to see him. I haven't seen him in a while, Joey. When's the last game of work Rio Britton had?
Last time Rio Britton was on the mound was last week against Lake Elsinore on July 27th.
That one's hit towards Tureen, making the grab and a throw over to Marte. Will it be in time? It gets past the arm of Marte. Second time this has happened. Some difficulties over at first base, making the third touch of the inning.
We'll see who the error will go against, if it'll be against Tureen or Marte. We'll go down as Visalia's fourth error of the ball game. You took a look at the replay there for Tureen. He realized he had to kind of speed it up there, and Tureen's throw across the diamond is wide. So now 3 errors in this ball game here for Christopher Tureen.
3 errors for Christopher Tureen, 4 so far for the Rawhide. Now there's a runner on with Joseph Rodriguez at the plate. That first pitch there swung on towards Tureen. See if he can make the play now, and a toss over to Luis at second, and that's the third out of the inning. So for the Ports, we see no runs, 1 hit, and 1 runner left on base, and 1 error from the Rawhide. Rawhide currently enjoying a 2-1 lead as we head into the bottom of the sixth inning. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up. This is important. In the state of California.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning. Due up for the Rawhide is Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones, and Jackson Feltner. That's 5, 6, and 7. That one's outside for ball one. So, Joey, we see the second inning of work for Jackson Finley. Could you give us his numbers, please?
So far in 2024, Jackson Finley 1-6 with a 6.46 ERA, making his 21st appearance of the year with 81 strikeouts.
That one swung on towards right field. You see underneath it, no problem for the right fielder, Darlin Montero. So that's the first out of the inning. Kenny Castillo goes down in a flyout, and it will bring up Drew Jones, who's 1-for-1 in this ballgame.
Once again, there's a look at the numbers for Jackson Finley, the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, drafted in the 2023 MLB draft, pick number 226 by the A's.
Jackson Finley, we'll see how he does in this ballgame. Good numbers from him as that one's outside. Ball one now for Drew Jones. So Drew Jones able to get on base with the single earlier. And we saw him extend all the way to third from an error and real speedy base running from him. Look to get on base again as he moves into the 1-1 count.
Drew Jones so far against right-handed pitchers so far this year for Visalia. 59 total hits. That is the third most by a Rawhide batter.
Very impressive numbers there. A good player for the team. Leads in RBIs with 44 on the year. We see Kenny Castillo fly out earlier, just 43 RBIs in the year in second. So that one's way outside there. Now moves the count 2-2-1.
Drew Jones so far in this ball game, a single and a walk as well. He's also scored a run and stolen a back.
You saw him get to third earlier and score that run for the Rawhide, one of two runs in the ball game, a 1-2 score, Rawhide up one. So now count 2-2 as that one was inside. See Finley in his second inning of work in 18 pitches so far. That one swung on and fouled off to the right side.
Well, Justin, you're on a four-game winning streak right now. You haven't won five straight all year long over a 100-game span, and it's been a team that had liked to score late in ball games. Why not add some runs late in this ball game, create that separation so you don't have to worry heading into the last three frames.
Yeah, Joey, they'd like to add some insurance runs here. The 2-2 count, that one's fouled off. In a way, the count stays the same. And, yeah, Joey, you talk about this series, four straight wins, and if they were to get a fifth one today, it would be the first time they do it this season. And, Joey, it's going to be a harder battle for them today because the Ports are aware of that. No one wants to lose five straight. They're putting up a battle here today.
On top of that, that four straight wins is the longest active winning streak in the California League.
Impressive stat there as that one's hit right in towards right field, and a single there for Drew Jones. Now he's 2-for-2 in the ball game as that one hit right towards Darlin Montero, bloop into right field.
Yeah, a little poke shot there by Drew Jones outside. A little bit of a late swing on it, but it's just able to extend the arms, hit it into right field, and you'll take what you can get at any time.
So we see Drew Jones get his second hit of the ball game, and now a runner on base. And you have Jackson Feltner due up, had a hit in this ball game already with a single in the first inning and struck out last at bat in the third. So Joey now in an 0-1 count. Swing there. So a big at-bat for the Rawhide. You talk about how they need insurance runs here. You have a chance to get your fifth win in a row, first time this season. Currently enjoying a one-run lead, 2-1 lead as we are in the bottom of the sixth. So that one inside and in there for strike two. 0-2 count now for Feltner and a pitcher's count.
Visalia has only had runners in scoring position three different times in this ballgame. During those occasions, they're 0-for-3. They've left five runners on base in total so far in this ballgame.
Trying to bring those runners home is, you see the catcher there trying to make a play towards first, but Carlos Amaya just let that ball fall out of his hands. Couldn't make a throw to first.
I see Carlos Amaya trying to get up quickly. There wasn't too big of a lead for Drew Jones, but wouldn't be to surprise here if the Rawhide tried to set up a hit and run.
Seen him earlier take some steps off the base in advance, so wouldn't be surprised to see that again. Pickoff attempt at first. Is it in time? No good, says first base official Larry Pettis.
It's starting to get a little bit more anxious there with Drew Jones over on first. He has that 70 grade speed, 10 stolen bags on the season, and they think they're going to get a little greedy right here.
Stolen bag in this ballgame, trying to make it two. See the runner in motion, a big swing there. Will he get there in time? And no, he is not able to. A big out there. Two outs with the swing from Jackson Feltner and the out on Drew Jones on base. So we see no runs, one hit, no runners left on base as we head into the top of the seventh. Rawhide enjoying a 2-1 lead. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez as we move into the top half of the seventh inning. Rio Britton on the mound for Visalia in his second inning of work. It'll be Clark Elliott, B.J. Cook, Nelson Beltran. First pitch of the at-bat on the way from Britton. And that one is on the outside corner in there for a strike 0-1. So a pretty good inning of work in inning number six for Britton. A strikeout, a flyout, and a force out to end that frame. The 0-1 deal on the way from Rio, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1. Rio Britton, the former NC State Wolfpack pitcher. He spent 2023 his junior year with NC State. However, his previous 2 years, his sophomore and freshman years, he spent time with the Oregon Ducks, as that pitch is in there for strike number two. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Visalia, five hits compared to the Ports three. Rawhide with a narrow one-run lead here in the top half of the seventh inning as that pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-2.
A great arm on the team and one of the few arms from the U.S. He was born December 23rd, 2002 in Sacramento, California, and we talked about his time at North Carolina State.
That pitch is fouled off to the right side. During his time at NC State, a 3-2 record through 22 pitching appearances. He finished the 2023 season with a 4.83 ERA. So those junior year numbers looking very similar to that of his 2024 numbers.
And just improvement so far and able to continue these numbers in the minor leagues, very impressive.
That pitch is upstairs for ball three, 3-2. Rawhide pitching looking good so far. Daniel Nunez back to form in today's ball game, and now Rio Britton trying to provide a good 2-3 innings here for manager D. Garner. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And Clark Elliott is struck out swinging for the second time in this ball game. There's one away.
Tough night for Clark Elliott, really trying to get a look at that pitch. But it's outside, and he's reaching for it. And what speed there on Rio Britton's pitch. I don't know if that replay was slowed down, Joey, but it couldn't tell. It still looked fast to me.
Once again, there are the numbers for Rio Britton here in 2024. 1-4 record, 4.74 ERA. The one-out pitch on the way. That one's lifted into right field. Racing over is Jefferson Pena near the right field pole, and that ball is gone. A solo home run for B.J. Cook, his third home run of the season, and just like that, it tied 2-2 here in the top of the seventh
inning. Joey, we were talking about B.J. Cook having some hitting difficulties. Well, he must have heard us and completely responded. Last inning, a double, and now there is second home run of the season for the man down under right towards right field. Let's take a look at that one there. Gets a look on that pitch, swings on it, hits the corner of the bat, no problem, goes out towards the right field pole. And Joey, we've seen home runs go there this season. Really hard part to spot for us in the press box.
Yeah, B.J. Cook wants to go opposite field on that pitch. Now with one down, Nelson Beltran tries to lay down a bunt, and that one fouled directly backwards, and Theo Arnt takes a seat on the back of his pants.
Theo Arnt able to take that pitch like a champ. Really, that's why they're provided with so much protection. You look at that uniform that he's wearing underneath. There's a lot of padding to protect you from any pitches that might go awry. And Theo Arnt, very impressive recovery. Let's take a look at this replay from one of the officials, home plate official Theo Arnt. You see the ball get fouled back right towards his chest and neck area below his mask, and hope he's okay.
Well, he got up really quickly there. By the time Kenny Castillo looked back, he already had the hand up, and he was ready to be helped back up.
He loves his job, and he's ready to work. No problem getting back up there. So an 0-1 count now.
That one fouled off to the right side, so the count now moved to 0-2 with one away.
Good crowd here in Valley Strong Ballpark as it gets chillier and chillier here. Currently only 95 degrees. I say that's chilly, but if you're from Visalia, it feels like it.
Yeah, Justin, whatever you say, 95 degrees is cold, I guess, in some parts of the world. Not super cold yet right now.
Well, me and you both being from Texas, 95-degree dry heat ain't too bad.
It's a little different type of heat. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one into short. And Christopher Torin is in front of that one on the line drive. There's two away.
The fans love that one there. Christopher Torin, I swear, he only takes a step to the right and takes a kneel. And that hit just perfectly arcing into his glove for the shortstop. So we saw him have some errors in this ballgame, but he's made up for it with defensive plays like that.
Pair of errors so far for Terrine. He did have one earlier, but however, it will be changed to an E3. That pitch fouled off to the left side, and the count now 0-1.
So what a night for Darlin Montero, Joey.
Darlin Montero, a single, a run as well. He's got on base twice in the ballgame, got on via the E3 back in inning number 3. And now the 0-1 pitch on the way from Rio Britton, and that one is upstairs for ball 1-1.
You see him in right field today. He was the DH yesterday. Not the best night from him. Last night, you look at his numbers in that ballgame, had some difficulties, only one hit, 1-for-4. And today, he starts things off with the first pitch of the ballgame. He gets contact on it for a hit.
That pitch is in there for strike number 2. One ball and two strikes with two away. Rio Britton trying to send this ball game to the bottom half of the seventh inning in a tied 2-2 affair. Here's a pitch from Britton, and that one is fouled off to the right side.
So Rio Britton getting up to 27 pitches here. You talked about him, someone that's been good for the Rawhide coming in. two ball games and helping out in the middle innings. And a pitcher, you look at his last performance, only allowing a run. And Joey, to go back, he's never given up more than two runs in a ball game since May 15th.
That one's hit into left field. It'll drop in for a base hit in front of Jackson Feltner. Darlin Montero around first. He'll hold up there. A two-out knock will bring up Derek Salome to the plate.
Joey, I have a question for you. Do you believe that the Ports are hitting towards that left side and targeting Jackson Feltner out in the outfield? It's his second game ever out there, and not a lot of speed from him in those situations.
Well, you got to think that was definitely a topic of discussion earlier today in batting practice. There were no hits out to Feltner yesterday. Talking to Jackson earlier, he said there were only two balls that he had to make a play on yesterday. One of them was a ball in the left center field gap that he had to provide backup for Anderson Rojas. Another one was just backing up Anderson Rojas in general. So you got to think today during the batters' meetings that a little bit more focus was placed on trying to put the ball in that left field corner. 0-1 with two way. Salome will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch. And that one is downstairs for ball number one.
And we saw Feltner make a cool catch and grab earlier in left field, running towards the Modelo sign out there and really able to put his, it looked like a very routine outfield play for him, Joey, but actually the first one for him ever, which is very impressive.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. He made it look easier than it was, but I mean, he still had to cover quite a bit of ground to get to that play. Get ready for the 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal from Mario Britton as he glances over at first base. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for ball two. 2-1.
Yeah, Joe, we've talked about this before in the series when we saw Jackson Feltner get moved over to left field, is how this is a perfect opportunity for players to learn new positions. We talk about Teo Mendez, a player for the Rawhide that was an outfielder, now a pitcher. And Jackson Feltner, someone that's played in the infield all season for the Rawhide, now getting chances out in outfield. Maybe that might be a position he can play in the later ages of his career. We'll see.
We'll see if that's a change had to be made. I mean, you get drafted at the single-A level, there's such a long road to get up to the major league levels. What's stopping somebody from changing positions? 2-1 pitch on the way. That one is inside, and that one's going to hit Derek Salome. So now runners on first and second.
Very unfortunate hit there on Derek Salome, and now you got two runners on the bases, but two outs on the board. It's a more ideal situation, but B.J. Cook solo home run in this inning has tied things up. So a lot of pressure on Rio Britton here as we see a meeting on the mound.
Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health now open in Visalia. As Justin, you take a look at the replay there. Not a whole lot of contact, but there was a little bit.
Yeah, Joey upstairs and inside got him on his wrist and his wrist protector, as you see. A meeting on the mound, and have to have some discussion here with your reliever. He's 32 pitches into this ball game. You look at the numbers so far for Rio Britton in this game, doing great things. Only has 2 Ks so far, but Joey, I mean, Rio Britton, we look at his numbers. He's gone, the longest he's gone in the last few appearances for him is 3 1/3 inning of work on July 4th. As we saw him give up a run and two hits. Last outing for him, only 2 innings of work. And July 21st, Joey, that was only a single inning when he's playing against Inland Empire here at home. Gave up 2 runs and 3 hits.
Well, you're trying, if you're Rio Britton, you're trying to get through this inning. It would be another ball game with 2 innings of work. And right now he's got 2-way and runners on first and second. As you mentioned, B.J. Cook has been the separator so far in this ball game. Here's the pitch home, and that one swung on and missed 0-1.
Really like to get out of this inning. Some momentum for the Ports building. A solo home run has allowed the bats to be contagious. Got two runners on base now, and Miles Naylor, a guy that leads in so many offensive categories at the plate. This is a big inning for the Ports.
Miles Naylor, 1-for-3 in the ball game, as that one is bounced in. Kenny Castillo will scoop, throw to third, and that was a dangerous throw. However, it will allow a runner to go over to second base. Not necessarily the most correct decision of a throw, because now you got two runners in scoring position.
Joey, you have to give credit to a stoppage by Ruben Santana, though. He jumps out of touch, out of play here. Look at this replay. You see it bounce off the padding of Kenny Castillo, throw over to Ruben Santana, but he actually grabs that one. He grabs that one, but not able to make the tag at third. But that was the stop that allowed him to stop the runners on the base. If it would have got past, some runners could have kept going.
1-1 pitch. That is a game-saving grab. And depending on what happens in this ball game, especially if it could eventually lead to a Rawhide win, you think how the momentum of this ball game could have changed if that ball snuck into the left field.
Yeah, Joey, two runs could have scored on that one, and it could have been dangerous. And Ruben Santana, great defensive play there.
1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And Rio Britton's likely going to go thank his third baseman, Ruben Santana, after the strikeout. We remain scoreless here through 6.5. It's a 2-2 ball game here. Time to stretch here in downtown Visalia. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish fuel.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the seventh inning. Ruben Santana, Modifi Marte, Jefferson Pena, 8, 9, and 1 due up here in the inning. B.J. Cook decided to tie things off on a solo home run, his second extra base hit of the ball game, and now the count 1-1 to Ruben Santana, who is 0-1 in the ballgame.
Joey, you talk about that home run, but Ruben Santana, biggest play of last inning. That one's fouled off, but biggest play of that inning as he made an impressive diving play over at third base to prevent runners from getting home. It was heading towards the home dugout. He was able to dive for that one, a throw from second, and really impressive there.
Game-saving grab last inning. And now the 1-2 pitch is lifted into center field. Ruben Santana has his first hit of the night, and the Rawhide have a runner on first as Modifi Marte steps up to the plate.
Ruben Santana, things are heating up for him in the month of July. Take a look at that replay there. Perfect placement on that pitch up in the zone and a simple base hit towards center field. You look at yesterday, Ruben Santana, a 2-for-4 night, an RBI single, a 2-run homer, and now he just meets where he left off. A big hit there.
So now Modifi Marte steps up to the plate. He's 0-for-1 in the ball game. He flew out into right earlier, and now that pitch is outside for ball 1-0. Modifi Marte has appeared in just one game so far in this series. There's a ball game on Wednesday night where he went 1-for-2. Coming one ball, no strike count. Here's the deal home. Broken bat. Grounded to the third base side to second for one. Down to first base in time. A 5-4-3 DP. There's two outs here in the inning.
See, Joey, a broken bat might distract fans, but does not distract the Stockton defense. Look how they respond there. Able to get to that ball and make a double play. A big double play there, but two outs down in a tied ball game. Let's take a look at this replay. So you see the broken bat. A piece flying off towards the left infield and a big grab there by Mario Gomez. My apologies, that third, Derek Salum, to be able to make that grab for the double play.
Pretty sure that bat split into three different pieces. You have the base of the bat that split in half, and then a little bit of the handle, and then the rest of the barrel that landed out and left. another lightning strike on the bat.
Yeah, Joey, I mean, it's good that it broke into three pieces. It's easier to glue back together for him, you know. But
kind of like a broken pencil, almost. 0-1 with two-way. I'm going to pitch on the way to Jefferson Pena. That one is outside for ball one, 1-1. I'm trying to think of, like, in elementary school where there were the broken pencils that would – somebody would break right down the middle where the lead was.
Yeah, Joey, I think I get exactly what you're saying, a broken pencil. Wish we had a pencil to break to show you on the camera. But, yeah, Joey, breaking into three pieces, and I think that's the best analogy.
1-1 pitch on the way, similar to a Dixon Ticonderoga pencil. Remember those?
Yeah, Joey, the green pencils is what we call them. That's what most people call them. Did not know the full name, Dixon
Ticonderoga.
See, you learn a new word every day, and I dare all listeners at home to try and spell that word. Good luck, and don't go looking in a pencil pouch for the answer.
Well, you taught me a new word the other day. It was a motorcycle company. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball two. So
yeah, I'll tell them.
Tell that story.
Yeah, Joey. So there's always been Yamaha, and there's another company known as Kawasaki. I was driving Joey throughout downtown Visalia. He sees a Kawasaki and says, look, Justin, a Kowalski. And I'm just saying, Joey, that's not Mike Kowalski from Monsters, Inc., because that one is out in the way for ball three.
You know, I think I've grown up all my life, and I never knew. How did I never know that? That brand was, what is it, Kawasaki?
Kawasaki, Joey, a very popular brand of motorcycles from Japan, as you see me here on the camera. But, yeah, Joey, Kawasaki, a very popular brand, Yamaha as well. So that one gets out and away for ball four. Big walk now for Jefferson Pena.
So Jefferson Pena will take the walk. That walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. As Christopher Torin gets ready to step up to the plate, 1-3. Are you a big motorcycle guy? Have you rode motorcycles throughout your life?
Yeah, Joey, actually, fun fact, I did own a Kawasaki, a dirt bike growing up in high school, and I totaled it, flipped over going around 40 miles per hour. Good thing I had a helmet on. And, yeah, I love Kawasaki's, though, even though I might have broken one.
To a pitch on the way. That one is ripped to the left side, and the count will move to 0-1. Hopefully everybody all right out there in the Equity Group Saloon. But that's a dirt bike. That's not a motorcycle.
Yeah, Joey, you're correct. I mean, it's a form of motorcycle. I would say, maybe I could argue, but don't go searching through Merriam-Webster on the definition there for me. But I'd say, yeah, Joey, it counts as a motorcycle. And you're talking street bikes. There's Yamahas, Kawasaki. They make those as well.
You know, I'm a big road bike guy, but I'm talking human-powered cycling. I don't know about necessarily road bikes, but the one you and I did see, that Kawasaki on Main Street, was pretty nice. I'll give you that.
Yeah, very beautiful green and purple coloration on that one.
0-2 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball one, 1-2. Think of Yamaha, typically think of the instruments that Yamaha makes.
Yes, Yamaha does make pianos. You may see one of those and think, wait, there's not an engine on this one, is there? And no, there's no engines on pianos. Don't worry, that's just the instrument. But yeah, Joey, I mean, Kawasaki's, Yamaha's, great bikes, and you've told me everything about bikes.
Ground ball to the right side. It's going to sneak on through. Jefferson Pena around second base. He'll go over to third base. He'll stay there standing. Runners on the corners here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Christopher Torin getting his second hit of the ball game, and a good time to do so. Get a runner from 90 feet from home plate is Jefferson Pena. Take a look at that swing there. Perfectly down the right side of the infield, and it's a base hit with two outs on the board.
So now we'll have a mound visit here. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding that a good therapist like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So, Justin, all of a sudden, you got two outs, a runner in scoring position 90 feet away, and you got Yancel Luis, who has the most hits on this Rawhide team.
Yeah, Yancel Luis, 104 hits on the year. He's passed a century by four, and Joey, a big at-bat here for him. We've seen Yancel Luis in this ballgame so far, two flyouts and a strikeout, a big hit needed here for the Rawhide if you want to take a lead here. You got Jefferson Pena 90 feet away from home plate, Joey, so big moment here for the Rawhide.
Yeah, so you got Yancel Luis, who hasn't necessarily been loud so far in this bowl game, but typically he's been able to step up when it matters, and now that pitch is downstairs for ball one, 1-0.
Yeah, Joey, he led the team against Stockton with hits going into the series. He had five after that series in April. He's been called a storm killer. You could call him a port killer, and he definitely would be if he scores a run here.
One ball, no strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to Luis. It is fouled off to the right side, and the count will move to 1-1.
A very exciting All-American Saturday night here in Valley Strong Ballpark. Crowd's very good. We had 1,800 fans here yesterday for Friday night. And, Joey, I'd say we're around the same quota.
Tonight, 2,270 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. 1-1 with two away. Yancel Luis, we get ready for the pitch. Torin in motion, and that one moves the count to 1-2.
So see Torin get over to second. This is someone that leads the team and walks, and he's not seen a lot of stolen bases so far in this ballgame. First one for him. And Joey, now in the ballgame for the Rawhide, this is the second stolen base for them.
One ball, two strikes, two away. Two runners in scoring position. One big swing could crack this ballgame open. 2-2. Here's the pitch home. Yancel Luis to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, B.J. Cook. His throw to first base in time, and the Rawhide are going to strand two runners on base. We're through seven innings of work in downtown Visalia. Ports 2, Rawhide 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Set, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you on this Saturday night. New pitcher in the ballgame here for Visalia. We'll go through the numbers in just a moment as we got Rio Britton's ballgame coming to conclusion after two innings of work. First pitch on the way, and that one is on the outside corner for ball one, 1-0. Pitch and change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescon and bye-bye bugs. The pitch on the way to Mario Gomez. That one's lifted into center field. Drew Jones turns his shoulder, is able to get underneath the ball and make the grab for out number one. And with that, it will now bring up Carlos Amaya to the plate as we go through the new numbers in the ballgame for the new pitcher.
Penny Oletano, the pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide, a 1-0 record, a 1.86 ERA. This is his ninth game so far this season. Pitched 9.2 innings of work, and in there he's given up two runs, struck out 13 batters, and walked four.
That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. So Penny Oletano becomes the third Rawhide pitcher in this ballgame after coming in to relieve Rio Britton. The Rawhide southpaw finishes the ballgame, two innings of work, two hits, one earned run, and three strikeouts, but a critical solo home run to B.J. Cook tied this ballgame up at two.
Joey, in the month of July, 9.2 innings of work, and you have to go all the way back.
Ground ball over to short. Kareen will field. His throw to first base is on time, online, and there's two down in the inning.
As I was saying there, Joey, Pena-Latano, you have to go all the way back to July 2nd. The last time he gave up a run in a ball game, that was at Rancho Cucamonga. And ever since, Joey, that's 7 games since then, he has not given up a run, and he's only given up a total 5 hits since that game.
Pretty good numbers so far in that last month, the month of July, as that pitch is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. And Joseph Rodriguez, so far in this ball game, 0-3. He's grounded out twice. Also grounded into an inning-ending force out back in inning number 6. Two balls, no strikes, two away here in the top half of the 8th inning. Latano looking to go 3-up, 3-down right here as that one is fouled off to the right side, 2-1.
Joey, what a different vibe it is here today in this ball game. A very low-scoring affair. Not as many hits as yesterday. A game that they combined for 25 hits yesterday, only 12 right now in today's.
2-1 with two away. Atana working from the windup. Here's his pitch home, and that one off the hands of the bat. Foul ball, 2-2. And Joseph Rodriguez, 2-for-4 yesterday with a pair of singles, a walk and a run as well. Penny Latano looking to sit down the side in order for the first time since inning number 2. 2-2 pitch on the way. Upstairs just above the strike zone, 3-2.
Just above the strike zone there. You know Otano's trying to get that one inside. But just coming into the ballgame, only 10 pitches thrown so far. He's still warming up.
Payoff pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike 3. And Otano has his first strikeout of the ballgame. And he sits the side down in order. Bottom 8 we go here in downtown Visalia. Ports 2, Rawhide 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com, the MILB app. Bottom of the 8th inning we go. Leading things off is Angel Ortiz. He'll ground that one up the middle. It'll be fielded by Miles Naylor. It's off to first base. It's dropped. Angel Ortiz will hold up at first base. And the mental errors in this game are insane.
Yes, Joey, the mental errors indeed. Now 5 errors in total. 1 for the Ports, 4 for the Rawhide. And, Joey, that first base area has been a situation. Now 6 errors, my correction, because it's the second error on the Ports. And, Joey, that first base area has really been difficult. We've seen Modifi Marte have an issue getting a play there with the grab. And now you see the first baseman struggle with that one, Mario Gomez.
We're down to our final six outs in the ball game, and it's time to capitalize right here. The Rawhide are hitless and with runners in scoring position. And that pitch to Kenny is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Jackson Finley swung on to miss, 1-1.
So big situation here for Jackson Finley in this ball game. He has 48 pitches thrown so far. We'll see if we can make it through the inning, if he can control this situation.
The Yellow Jacket gets ready to deal to Castillo. The 1-1 pitch, runner in motion. It was a hit and run. Kenny Castillo fouls that one off to the left side. The count now 1-2.
Joey, one thing I noticed, Angel Ortiz going back to the white cleats, and I think I've noticed a pattern. He changes them every game. So went from yellow last game to white this game. Then he will go to yellow again. So I guess he's just changing them up as you see him on the first base.
1-2, no outs. Love the yellow cleats. So identifiable. But with him at the DH today, maybe he'd like to use those only when he's on defense. 1-2, no outs. Kenny Castillo, he's got his runner at first base in the form of Angel Ortiz. A hold at the chest here for Finley. The deal home. Foul ball off to the right side. And Justin, you look at the next three batters. Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones, and Jackson Felder. That's all players you've liked so far this week.
Yes, Joey, very good. Heart of the order due up for the Rawhide. And Joey, just looking at what Angel Ortiz has done before today's ballgame, a six-game hitting streak. It got a solo home run today. See if he can escape this at-bat.
1-2, no outs. Here's the deal home. Kenny Castillo's in the right field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Angel Ortiz is going to be waved from second to third. Here comes the throw, and it is in time. Kenny Castillo will go over to second base, and there's one down here in the inning.
Joey, Darlin Montero might have shown the most impressive right arm I've seen in this series so far. Look at Darlin Montero in this play here. Popped out towards right field, and Darlin Montero able to pick this one up and throws it like a mortar straight off his arm, or you could say a cannon, straight towards the third baseman, Derek Salum, and able to make the tag in time.
Rye tried to go aggressive. It does not pay off. However, there is a runner in scoring position, and Javier Godard will make his way out to the mound and have a pitching change. It would be the end of the ballgame for Jackson Finley. Tied up 2-2 here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. When we come back, we'll have the new numbers. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
They're upset. They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Bottom eight, Kenny Castillo stands at second after the throw out to Angel Ortiz at third base. Drew Jones, the RBI leader with 44 on the season, faces off against the new right-hander, Adam Eek, so far in this ball game. And Drew Jones will have to take his time getting ready for the pitch. Mark Adam Eek. We'll go through his numbers here in just a moment. But Drew Jones so far in the ball game, 2-for-2. He was hitless entering the day, 0-for-2 in his last ball game on Thursday night. The one-out pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball one, 1-0.
A lot of pressure here for the pitcher on the mound. Adam Eek facing Drew Jones. We saw him coming into this game 0-for-7 now. Got two hits in this ballgame, feeling good.
Drew Jones, 29 hits with runners in scoring position. That is the most on any by any player on this Rawhide team. And that one is fouled directly backwards for strike number one.
Joey, that's exactly why you got selected to be in the Dallas All-Star
in the Futures game.
Game, yes, because All-Star players make All-Star plays. He's done good things with runners in scoring position this season.
1-1 with one away. Adam Eek's deal to Drew Jones, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-1. And Drew, earlier in the season, he really struggled with that slider on the outside part of the zone. He's become so much more patient, really, since that Stockton series in April. And you see right there, the good patience right there.
Very good patient eye there for Drew Jones. Knows the importance of this at-bat.
2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number two.
Joey, his swing, sometimes you wonder if they would have made contact, how powerful it would have been. What a powerful swing there from Drew Jones. You talk about his speed, but this is a very strong player.
He was trying to barrel that one up and go opposite field, as he's done so many times this season. 2-2 pitch on the way, outside ball three, 3-2, and that was not an easy pitch to lay off of.
Not an easy pitch at all, Joey. I would have swung on that one. So would 90% of people. That one in the upstairs corner, I thought, but no, outside for ball three.
Three balls, two strikes, one away, quite possibly one of the biggest pitches of the ball game. Adam Eek versus Jones in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's tied 2-2. Here's the pitch home. Ground ball up the middle. Adam Eek will field. Kenny Castillo stuck in a pickle. The toss is over to second base. Drew Jones is going to go halfway over to the second base, and the tag is applied. Kenny Castillo is out, and two unfortunate scenarios. Anel Ortiz was thrown out, and now Kenny Castillo caught in a pickle.
What a high IQ play for Adam Eek in this situation. He gets that comebacker, picks it up right in his glove, gets right back to him, and look at his decision here to keep Angel Ortiz in this situation, have him go back and forth. You see Drew Jones try and go to second on the other frame of the camera, but Angel Ortiz gets tagged out there. So good way to keep the runners at first and get the runner off in scoring position.
Got to give credit, too, to Drew Jones. He was halfway over to second base just in case the throwback went into the third base direction. And now that pitch to Jackson is upstairs for ball one, 1-0.
So Joey, arguably the hottest hitter in this series so far, Jackson Feltner. He's gotten a three-run homer 2 days ago. Yesterday gets a two-run homer. He's done great things so far, a double yesterday as well. Let's take a look at that home run. No, that's a show of that pitch earlier. I thought that was the home run yesterday, as we've seen it so many times. But big at-bat now for the Rawhide.
And that pitch is upstairs, and Carlos Amaya, you can see him trying to kind of wince off the pain in that left hand at the moment. You can often see catchers get that left thumb jammed up on fastballs, taking right in that connection between the palm and that thumb. And Amaya catching it right on that muscle, on that bone. And as a result, just having to kind of take a couple moments to walk it off before he can check back in the ballgame.
Yeah, Joey, not a comfortable place to get hit with the fast pitch. And Joey, a lot of these pitches coming across the plate, 80 miles per hour, 70 miles per hour. You don't want to get hit there in the palm or the wrist. See, it hits him there. And they're trying to grab that one there.
So they let the catcher, Carlos Amaya, get a warm-up catch. It appears to be all right to allow Jackson Feltner to step back into the box 1-0. Feltner in this ballgame, 1-for-3, a single, an RBI as well. He's also had a pair of strikeouts in this ballgame. The 1-0 deal on the way to Jackson Feltner, and that one is outside. Bounce past the glove of Carlos Amaya. Drew Jones will go for a second, and you think they're going to be a little bit more cautious compared to last time Drew Jones advanced on a stolen base.
Yeah, Joey, you saw Drew Jones advance earlier, and no problem for him here. That one getting away from the catcher, and Carlos Amaya not able to get to that ball in time. Drew Jones, I swear, Joey, that ball did not have to be hit away as much or fouled back. I mean, wild as wild, and he still would have got there in time. Such fast speed from him.
Two balls, no strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to Feltner, popped up on the right side. We'll see if there's enough room for Mario Gomez. And he'll make the grab along the netting, and the play is made, and the inning is over as well. Great play by Mario Gomez to send this into the top half of the ninth inning. Visalia 2, Stockton 2. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on the MILB app.
Loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the ninth inning. Bottom of the port's order, Clark Elliott, BJ Cook, Nelson Beltran. That pitch is high and outside for ball one, 1-0.
Joe, you look at this part of the order due up Clark Elliott. He's hitless in this ball game, but B.J. Cook, someone due up right now, and he's done good things. A solo home run, his last at-bat, and a double at the one before that.
Penny Altano remains on the mound. He came in inning number 8, and he sat down the side in order. A flyout, a groundout, and a strikeout as well. Four straight batters retired here by Rawhide pitching. 1-1 with no outs. Here's the deal home, and now that pitch is upstairs for ball 2-1. Defensive sub for Visalia. Anderson Rojas will check into the ballgame in left field. Jackson Feltner is replaced out of the ballgame, so it'll be Rojas batting out of the number 7 spot as that pitch is in there for strike number 2. And the Rawhide with that defensive sub trying to keep this a tied ball game heading into the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, Joey DeGarner knows how important the outfield is in a tied ball game like this. And Anderson Rojas, somewhat all season, such a fast player, can get to anything out there.
2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side. Modifi Morte, the backhander. Otano has a hurry, and he's got a step on first base for out number 1.
So good speed from Otano to get there in time to catch that toss and make the tag on first. So big out there.
Well, now here comes B.J. Cook to the plate. And, Justin, you've already mentioned the damage that he's produced so far in this ballgame. The solo home run back in the 7th inning, a double as well, a 2-for-3 ball game here for Cook.
Yeah, B.J. Cook was struggling in this series, turned up the heat today.
That pitch is inside for ball 1, 1-0. B.J. Cook had just one hit in 12 at-bats in the previous four games of the series. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike. And now he's the only player on the Stockton team with a multi-hit game.
Yeah, Joey, impressive for the man from Australia, showing the talent from the Australian Baseball League.
1-1 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball 2-1. Mentioned the Australian Baseball League, a winter league in association with Major League Baseball. Some of the top prospects in all of Major League Baseball go over to Australia and other Caribbean countries to stay warm during the offseason, and B.J. Cook was one of those guys.
Yeah, Joey, and B.J. Cook swinging at that one there on the outside corner. Great place there for Penny Altano. Hit the second strike in this at-bat.
2-2 pitch on the way from Altano, and that one is a jam shot fouled backwards. Not the cleanest game we have seen from the Rawhide here in 2024. But at the ball game, they have found a way to stay alive 2-2.
Yeah, Joey, big plays like Ruben Santana's catch on defense earlier has helped the Rawhide keep this game close.
2-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike three, and B.J. Cook is struck out. It's a second punch out of the ball game for B.J. Cook, and the strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Allstate, you're in good hands.
Take a look at that breaking ball there, low in the corner. Perfect placement on that pitch there for Penny Latano. And B.J. Cook thinking it was a ball because he was in a 2-2 count.
So now you got Nelson Beltran at the plate. First pitch is in there for strike number one. Beltran 0-for-3 so far in this ball game. A pair of groundouts and a lineout over to Christopher Torin.
Yeah, Joey, really the only two hitters for this ball game that have done great things, B.J. Cook and Darlin Montero.
I see a swing and a miss there. It moves the count to 0-2.
So you think of how important this at-bat is here for Beltran, someone that struggled to hit in this ball game. If he is able to get on base, you set up someone like Darlin Montero that's going to hit in this ballgame.
0-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike three. And once again, Penny Latano retires a side in order. Three up, three down, bottom nine we go in Visalia. Two up, Ruben Santana, Modifi Marte, and Jefferson Pena. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILBF.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 BZ4.
Wednesday night was the eighth walk-off win of the season. The Rawhide looking to have their second walk-off win of the series, and that much closer to capturing their fifth straight win for the first time here in 2024. Ruben Santana at the plate for Visalia. It'll be 8-9-1 due up here in the frame. Mark Adamek remains on the mound. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Mark Adamek was the pitcher that gave up the game-winning single to Jefferson Pena on Wednesday night, and he remains in the scenario here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. 1-1 pitch on the way. Ruben out in front. He fouls that one backwards, strike number two. Ruben Santana so far in this ballgame, he's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout as well. He also walked back in inning number four, so he's gone on base safely twice in this ballgame. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Adamek will stare down Ruben Santana. Here's the deal home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. There's one down here in the inning. Modifi Marte will now step up to the plate. Ruben Santana does have a walk-off win this season. Not the most exciting one of the year, but it was a ball four bases loaded walk that gave Visalia a win. And at this point, as you look at yourself one game back in the California League standings, any game that you win, you'll take. And now Modifi Marte, a late swing, 0-1. 0-1 with one away. The Rawhide last scored a run back in inning number four. Adam Eakes pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. The former Arkansas Razorback out of the Southeastern Conference. One of the best college baseball conferences in the nation. A conference that featured Tennessee and Texas A&M in the College World Series. 1-1 with one away. Here's the deal home. Modifi thought about it for a moment, but that pitch misses outside. Ball two, 2-1. Two and one with one away. Adam Eakes will stare down Modifi Marte. Here's the deal home. A swing and a miss. Strike number two. The Rawhide on Wednesday night had to play extra innings to decide the winner of that ball game. It was a ball game where a run was scored in the top half of the 10th inning. Then Jefferson Pena came up and scored both Anderson Rojas and Modifi Marte. 2-2 with one away. Adam Eakes will get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch to Marte. That one's downstairs. Ball three, 3-2. Good vision there by the Rawhide first baseman. A ball game that has surpassed 2.5 hours long. And the Rawhide trying to send home fans happy on this firework night on this first Saturday of August. 3-2 pitch on the way. Outside, ball four. And the go-ahead winning run stands on first base for the Hyde. We go back to the top of the order for Jefferson Pena. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And now you got Jefferson Pena getting ready to step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-3. He walked back in inning number 7. The deal home from Adam Eakes, and Pena swinging a miss, 0-1. They met once in this series. Pena, a 2-run RBI single. They gave Visalia their second win of the series. 0-1 with one away. Adam Eakes holds at the chest to get ready for the deal home, and Pena watches that one miss outside for ball number one. Pena, 2 home runs on the season, including 25 RBIs here in 2024. 1-1 with one away. Pena looking for his 4th hit of the series. Adam Eakes pitch on the way. That one's outside. Ball two, 2-1. A 90-mile-per-hour heater that fails to clip the zone. Two balls, one strike, one away. Adam Eakes stares down Jefferson Pena. Modifi Marte at first. Here's the deal home. Off-speed pitch. It's a slider. Swung on and missed, 2-2. 1 more game left in this series. It'll be tomorrow afternoon at 12.05 p.m. The Rawhide will look to close out this series and capitalize off of the series win that occurred yesterday night. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Jefferson Pena gets ready for the pitch. Pickoff attempt at first, and it's been a dangerous first base area that has had quite a bit of drops, errors as well. On this occasion, it's able to be held on to. Tomorrow afternoon, it will be Denny Lerondo versus the young prospect, Steven Acheveria. 2-2 with one away. The pause at the belt. Adam Eakes pitch on the way. Inside! And Jefferson Pena will swing, and it will hit him on the inside shoulder.
Come on, man.
And are they going to say that hit Pena? He went around on the swing. That is why the manager, Javier Godard, is making his way out. And now we're going to have a meeting here between the two umpires, Larry Pettis and Theo Art. I mean, that was a swing and a miss for Pena, but it did hit him on the left shoulder. But it should be a strike for Pena since he went around. And that's what Godard is trying to argue right here. So after the meeting here, Pena will be struck out. So the appeal from Javier Goodard goes in favor of the Ports dugout. And then here we get ready for the look at the replay right now. Well, there's a fastball. You see Pena all the way around. That wasn't even a half swing. And now manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound. So both managers trying to bring up their point and try to get their point across here. And if somehow manager D. Garner finds a way to overturn this, it'd be runners on first and second. A big swing of events coming up right here. So D. Garner will get what he wants heard. And it will now bring up Christopher Taurine to the plate. A pair of strikeouts so far in the inning for Adamy. So far in the ballgame for Taurine, he's 2-for-4, and he fouls that one off to the right side, 0-1. Yancel Luis is due up on deck. He's hitless so far in the ballgame. 0-1 with two-way. A 2-2 ballgame here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Adamy holds at the belt. Here's a pitch of Taurine. It's outside. Ball one. 1-1. Christopher Taurine, 3 home runs on the season, 35 RBIs. That is top 5 on this Rawhide team and runs batted in. 1-1 with 2 away. Modifi Marte is at first. Here's the pitch from Adamy. Taurine tries to go opposite field, and instead he fouls it off to the right side. It's 1-2. Nelson Beltran will be the ghost runner for Stockton as this ballgame is to head into the top half of the 10th inning. 1-2, 2-way. Here's the pitch home. Taurine, half swing. Does he go around? First base umpire Larry Pettis says no, and the count will move to 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2-way. Taurine has had a pair of hits in his last 2 at-bats. What can he produce right here? Rawhide trying to go for win number 5 in a row. 2-2, a 2-way. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the pause and the deal. Taurine outside corner, strike 3, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Visalia, a 1-out walk, strands the base runner on first, and we will play extra innings for the second time in this series. Visalia 2, Stockton 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on!
Number 25,
Darlene
Montero.
Number 25,
Darlene Montero.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the 10th inning. We'll play extra innings for the second time this week. Nelson Beltran is the ghost runner over at second base here for this extra inning of work. And due up here in the inning for Stockton will be the top of the order. Garland Montero, Derek Salom, Miles Naylor, 1, 2, and 3. Montero so far in this ballgame is 2-for-4 with a pair of singles, a run, and an error as well. Atano glances at second. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Tano gets ready for his now 28th pitch. Since checking into the ballgame in inning number 8, he's retired 6 straight batters. That has been all 6 batters that he has had to face. 1-1 with no outs. Darlin Montero gets ready for the pitch. Bunt sign shown. That one is outside for ball 2, 2-1. And Patano does walk Montero. It brings up Salome to the plate, who's hitless. The only 3 batters with a hit in this ballgame, Darlin Montero, Miles Naylor, B.J. Cook. Two of those 3 players I just mentioned have had multi-hit games. A 2-1 deal on the way. Slow ground ball. It'll be fielded by Castillo. His toss to first base is in time. There's one down here in the inning. So a sack bunt will put a runner 90 feet away from home. And now it'll bring up the bat of Derek Salome to the plate. As you see the replay there. A ball that nearly went into no man's land, but a good recovery by Kenny Castillo. Derek Salome at the plate. 6 hits so far in the series entering the day. That was the most by any player on the Stockton team. And now a balk called against Atano, so a run will come home to score. It'll be the second balk run of the series. And now it's a 3-2 ball game here in the top half of the 10th inning. There's a look at the replay there. It was a late, very late call. Now this one's grounded to the third base side. Ruben Santana will have to haul in a throw to first base, and that is dropped by Modifi Marte. That's his second drop of the ball game now, and that'll likely go down as Visalia's 5th error of the ball game. And when Justin and I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, what would happen to this Rye team as the errors kind of mounted on? And in a ball game with really whenever you commit an error, but when you start to hit 3 or more, you start to wonder how you're going to win a ball game. And this is why, because they creep and creep and creep on you until they become too late. An E3 goes against Modifi. That will be his second error of the ball game. So now you got Miles Naylor getting ready to step up to the plate. Pitch on the way, and that one is called strike number 1. Miles Naylor in this ball game, 1-for-4. A single, a pair of strikeouts, an error as well. The 1-1 deal on the way, and that one is outside for ball 2, 2-1. 2 hours, 45 minutes here on this Saturday night. Miles Naylor had the 4th most hits in the month of July with 20. Also 8 doubles. That led the club. And now a swing and a miss for Naylor makes the count 2-2. Mario Gomez waits on deck. He's been hitless in the ballgame. 0-for-3. Miles Naylor, the team leader in RBIs with 45 on the year. 2-2 pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. Atano will grab. Throw to second for 1. The throw to first is in time. And a great recovery by Atano. And it is a 1-6-3 DP. It closes out the inning. However, the Ports do get on the board. It's 3-2 as we head into the bottom half of the 10th inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have 0 carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at StanleyRawhide.com, the MILB app, and it will be the batter Yancel Luis due up here in the inning. Rawhide have come back from down a run in the top half of the 10th inning already once this week. It was on Wednesday night. They're looking to do the same thing right here. Yancel Luis followed by Angel Ortiz, Kenny Castillo. Not a bad group of guys to have step up to the plate in extra innings. The new pitcher in the ballgame for Stockton, number 40, Derek Cottle. We'll go through his numbers here in just a moment as Penny Lotano gave up one run in the top half of the frame. He replaces Mark Adamek, who went through two innings of work. The one ball, no strike count on the way. Here's a deal, and Luis will pop this one up on the right side. A long room to cover for the right fielder, and he's going to lose his footing. Rounding third base is Taurin. Luis is going to go to third. It's cut off. Here comes the throw. And the slide is in time. Yancel Luis, a triple off the slip and fall from Darlin Montero in right field. And Visalia is 90 feet away from winning this ball game. What a turn of events. Slip and fall for Darlin Montero. He was underneath it and just lost the footing. And Yancel Luis sprints over to third base, somehow got that leg into the base in time, and Javier Godard is fuming at the moment with the first base umpire, Larry Pettis. What a game this has been. Visalia down to their final three outs, and now it brings up Angel Ortiz with a plate who already has one walk-off win in the season. It was against Inland Empire in the month of April. No, May, I should say. Ninth hit of the ball game is one of the most crucial ones of the ball game. They see the look at the replay there, and it was very close. And now the infield will play in. Angel Ortiz looking for RBI number 34 of the season. Cordo's pitch on the way to Ortiz. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the first baseman. Mario Gomez applies a tag. One down in the inning, and here comes Kenny Castillo to the plate. And if there was one Rawhide player on this team that I would want to rely on for a sacrifice fly, it would likely be Kenny Castillo, a guy who feels so confident in going opposite field, popping the ball into outfield. Expect for Kenny to go into right center field to win this ball game right here. Derek Cottle will get ready for the pitch. The Rawhide catcher at the plate with one away. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Yancel Luis is 90 feet away from giving Visalia their first five-game winning streak of the season. 1-0 pitch on the way. Lifted into right field. Back at the wall is Montero. Unable to make the play. He grabs it. And here comes Yancel Luis. And the Rawhide walk it off for the ninth time in 2024. Kenny Castillo goes opposite field. And Visalia defeats Stockton 4-3. And for the first time in 2024, the Rawhide have captured five straight wins. on an unfortunate bottom half of the 10th inning for Darlin Montero. He had a deal with the slip in right field, makes the grab at the wall to end, to make the grab for out number two. But as mentioned, Kenny Castillo goes to the deepest part of the yard. He goes opposite field. Darlin Montero makes the grab, and Yonsel Luis could have tap danced home, and he still would have scored. Final score, Visalia, 4 runs, 9 hits, and 5 errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. The Rawhide have won 5 straight. They'll look to get the series sweep tomorrow afternoon with the starting pitcher Denny Lorando on the mound. It'll be the top prospect Steven Acevedia on the mound for the Stockton Ports. Until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide. Postgame coverage coming up now at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on this Saturday night. Visalia defeats the Stockton Ports, final score 4-3. The Rawhide, their 9th walk-off win here in 2024, thanks to the likes of Kenny Castillo. And we go through this ball game from the start like we often do here in our pregame coverage. And first off, it was a run scored by the Stockton Ports. They would score 1-0 in the top half of the first inning. 6 batters would step up to the plate in that inning, and it would be a sac fly from Mario Gomez that would score Darlin Montero. However, in the bottom half of the second inning, the Rawhide would find a run of their own in response. Jackson Feldner with an RBI single, scoring Drew Jones after he walked 1 batter prior. And at the end of 2 innings of work, Visalia won, Stockton won. Then in the bottom of the 4th inning, Visalia would take their first lead of the night, and they would never give it back. Angel Ortiz, a solo home run, his 5th of the year. In an attempt to score a couple more runs, Drew Jones with a single, a walk as well. Drew Jones would finish the ball game 2-for-3 in the ball game with a pair of singles and a fielder's choice as well. However, in the top half of the 7th inning, Stockton would tie up this ball game 2-2, including a single from Darlin Montero. But the big one there, B.J. Cook, a solo home run off the right field scoreboard, 1 of 2 extra base hits in the ball game for B.J. Cook. Then in the bottom of the 10th inning, a big hit from Yonsel Luis on a trip up from the right fielder Darlin Montero. 2 batters later, a sac fly from Kenny Castillo wins his ball game 4-Visalia. Final score 4-3. And Justin, welcome back into the broadcast booth. You just finished talking to Kenny. What was he saying?
Yeah, Joey asked him, what did you see on that pitch there? He said it was an upstairs fastball. Pretty self-explanatory for a lot of walk-off wins. No problem getting contact there. And I asked him, Joey, coming off 5 straight losses against Lake Elsinore, now you respond with 5 straight wins. And I was asking him, how are you able to take off those losses off your mind and get these wins? And he said, it just keep going to practice, treating every day the same, keep going to practice. And he said he's trying to win a championship, which I like that motivation from him. You know, he wins this game with a walk-off sack fly, and that's the motivation you need to hear from your players, a big all-star player for this team making a big play. And, Joey, that's the mindset you want to have.
That is a very important point that you just mentioned, Justin. We talked about earlier in this ball game. What did we talk about? We talked about every single day you have to have a new mindset. Today is different than yesterday, and that is exactly what Kenny Castillo told you in that interview.
Yeah, Joey, you talked to D. Garner about how you're getting into the playoff, and he told you. He goes, Joey, I don't think about all the games so far this series. I don't think about any of that. He treats every game differently, and time again, that proven to be the way for success, and that's how Kenny Castillo succeeded today.
Well, a way to win championships is winning five straight games. It's the first time in 2024 that the Rawhide have done that. And now we get ready for game six tomorrow night. But first off, we'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and get you ready for the series finale. Visalia 4, Stockton 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com.
Car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back to post-game coverage of Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you on this All-American Saturday. And Justin, a big day around the California League. The Rawhide pick up a win, but let's take a look at the other games.
Yeah, so you talk about big games in the California League, and one big game here, Lake Elsinore losing 1-9 in Chauncey Park. A tough loss for them, and now Joey, so Lake Elsinore drops a game. Now Rawhide sitting now in second tied. First still a game back because Rancho got a big win. We see Rancho get a win against San Jose, and that was in Lone Mark Field, a 7-6 win over the Giants. And then you look at Inland Empire finally getting a win. They were in some struggles on a 4-game losing streak, getting a win over Modesto, a 6-1 win for them in John Thurman Field.
That's all your scores around the California League here on this Saturday night. Moving around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization out in Spokane, Washington, it is the Indians defeating the Hillsboro Hops, final score 9-3. Moving over to the AA level, the Corpus Christi Hooks defeat the Amarillo Sod Poodles, final score 9-5. And then lastly at the AAA level, the Reno Aces have a 6-1 lead over the Sacramento Rivercats. Talking about tomorrow's ball game, Visalia looking for their first series sweep in 2024. Should say series sweep over a six-game stretch. And Justin, that is huge. Also, Danny LaRonda's on the mound.
Yeah, Joey, a big game tomorrow for the Rawhide. You have arguably one of your best pitchers on the mound. Denny LaRondo leads the entire team in strikeouts with 83 on the year, and he's going to be facing off against another pitcher in tomorrow's ballgame. We see Steven Echeverria, a top prospect for the Oakland Athletics, so it'll be very interesting to see how that battle of the two mounds will be. But, Joey, it's really been, we've seen Echeverria in the beginning of the series, and the Rawhide had success against him. So we could expect to see that tomorrow. Denny LaRondo, a great pitcher for the Rawhide, could keep the ports off the board. But, Joey, one thing I've noticed, some players have starting to pick things up for the ports in this ballgame. B.J. Cook, the Australian, he got a double in this game, a solo home run for him. So a lot of these players, they're trying to get a win in this series. It's never, no team ever wants to be swept. So we know tomorrow the ports are going to be playing very differently. We saw them very aggressive today. Darlin Montero gets on base with the first pitch of the game. Expect to see that same aggression tomorrow, Joey, but Denny LaRondo is what it's going to come down to. An ace on the mound, has a great 3.63, leads the team, 3.88, my apologies. He leads the team in ERA among starting pitchers. And, Joey, Denny LaRondo, 83 Ks on the mound, very important for the team when they lead with 1,063 Ks on the air.
Trying to inch that much closer to 100 strikeouts for individual pitcher. Final score tonight, Visalia 4, Stockton 3. The Rawhide, 4 runs on 9 hits and 5 errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 3 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. And it took 10 innings of work. It was a ball game that was played in front of 2,270 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. For tomorrow's ball game, it will be a 12:05 first pitch. Justin and I will be live on the air starting at 11:55 a.m. The Rawhide looking for their first six-game series sweep here in 2024. And until Justin, me, and you talk tomorrow morning, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.